93 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
All right, everybody, just hold on. It is I, and for the purposes of this show, I will be known today as Lil Mikey. Not trying to promote anything, mind
you. No, of course not.
Don is not here. I have gas. I cannot explain.
Do you?
Don will be back tomorrow. He will explain tomorrow what's going on.
With your gas?
We have No one can explain that. In very short note, I swear to God.
And I will second
now,
that.
Now, I'm in a different spot in the studio. I'm trying to get comfortable.
Uh-huh. I might say, though, you look great dressed in brown
there
today.
There, wait. I've got my headphones at the right. My microphone sounds different, Joe. I think we might have to switch that, but I'm not sure.
I think it sounds better.
Does it sound better? Does it sound a little more resonant?
Yes.
Resonant?
Yes, it does.
Okay, here's the deal. So I've explained that. I can't talk about it. I don't want to take calls. We have the handgun standing by, so do not call about that.
Yeah.
And lots to talk about on the show. We have all gotten into our second string places in very short order on the show today.
Nice couch.
So bear with us.
Thanks, Doc.
You know, the most important, I've done this enough times where it doesn't faze me except for one thing, and that is getting physically, like body position, comfortable. And Carla, the recommendation you gave me today to put what are they called, Rob?
The hot red peppers.
Hot red peppers that they have at Subway that are in the little thing, the dish.
Oh, yeah.
Put on the red pepper.
They're the same kind of peppers you throw out of the shaker.
Pizza.
Right?
Yeah.
And normally when they're dry, you can shake them out. But these are like in some sort of sauce.
Very wet. Right.
And I call it gastrointestinal explosion sauce. But that's neither here nor there. We have a lot to discuss today. Without further ado, because that would be the real show. And we're not going to do that for a while. Without further ado, please, let's bring our producer in here. Go ahead, Joe. Thank you.
This is the Fright Break. Do you hear that sound?
Yeah.
It's the sound of a heartbeat.
Oh, no. The sound of my intestine.
Frightened, terrified heart. Is it beating faster than your heart or slower?
I don't know. About the same.
I can't get a beat.
This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds.
Okay.
To allow anyone to leave this theater, he's too frightened to see the end of the picture.
Now's your chance.
10 seconds more, and we go into the house.
House.
It's now or never. Mm-hmm. 5, 4. You're a brave audience.
Very
2, 1.
Brave audience.
Very, very exciting.
So
here we all on. Hey, let me explain how this works. This is me on the same side that I'm normally on.
Mm-hmm.
When Don is not here, Rob trundles over and sits in my chair.
It's comfy.
I move into the back corner of the studio, and Buzz, you don't change a thing.
I'm still over at the bandstand.
You actually stay where you always are. It's actually no transition for you. Here is the part of the show that I have to warn our audience about today, and I always do. I think we're going to all do a fine job today.
Oh, the gaseous part?
The tough thing about today is, of course, our board op today, ladies and gentlemen, will be Mr. Joe Artinger.
Joe.
Yes. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Very nice, Joe. Very, very happy to have you here. I have no idea why I am getting this gastrointestinal explosion. Maybe it's because, you know, just a short time ago they said sit in the other chair, but it's just it's slightly disturbing.
And it's I've heard your stomach gurgle.
And your cheeks are red. And I always know that's a good sign when Rob's cheeks are red.
I know, I think that's oxygen.
But, you know, I got a vote of confidence before I came in here because, how did he put it? Our fearless leader, who happens to be on campus today, Mr. Hughes.
Oh, yes, Senior Hughes.
Michael Todd Hughes, who was there. Grab the shoulder as I'm walking down the hallway.
Oh, that's nice.
This is how you know you're going to do a good show. He grabs the shoulder and says,
"Hold down the fort."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we're screwed.
You feel better?
Well, I feel, you know, that gave me the vote of confidence I needed to come up here. I'm very excited about this. Lots to talk about today. We've got a major local TV star guest when we get the show rolling
about
today.
Time.
Because
bigger than Captain 20.
Well, here's the deal. I'm making big plans for my daughters this weekend, and it was going to be the first time that at my house I have the sleepover at my house, and I unfortunately succumbed to the media hype, and I actually went along with some forecasts I heard and canceled the sleepover.
This far in advance?
Due to the forecast, yes, because I didn't want to be... There's a lot of ground to cover with these kids that were going to sleep over, and I just didn't want to have to do that if we were going to get the snow.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
what are they actually calling for? That's the thing.
They're calling for everything. They're doing what they always do. We are going to have our wonderful guest, Topper Shutt, who is so nice, from Channel 9 here in Washington,
the weatherman,
to leave his Keebler cave and come on the show with us.
The wee meteorologist
Topper Shutt will come in there. I don't want to do this until after we have him on the show. He might bag out on us. But he's going to come in and discuss what they're saying. Because what they're saying, and this is what I heard earlier today, this is before I made the phone calls to the other mommies, which is really great. When you're a part-time dad, when you're the divorced dad and you have to make the calls to the mommies, it's just not fun. And so
Can you use a sexy voice?
I'll make the calls.
Hi, baby. Yeah, you know, Buzz, I should have you make the sexy call for me when I do that. But I canceled it because they are saying that we have the chance of. This is what we have the chance of.
Okay.
Nothing.
Right.
Where it'll miss us totally. Or we have the chance of they won't mention any accumulation amount.
Right.
How are they putting it? A troublesome. I heard the word troublesome used. Mm-hmm. I heard the word perhaps we'll get something that will be significant.
Oh, they're doing that, Dan.
But through all of this, they are, and I repeat, they are, using the word snow.
Yes.
And I covered a lot of these guys this morning. I was up real early this morning. I got to check in with who's the other little gnome over there at Channel 9?
Bernstein?
Howard Bernstein.
Yes, and then there's also Pan, who is 10 feet tall.
Oh, fantastic, the wee weathermen. They're a magical people.
They're great.
Fantastic little weathermen. But, you know, I thought it was my thought as soon as I came in, and I knew I was doing this today, I said, Rob, let's get Topper on. This might be the earliest we've ever spoken to Topper when they're just starting to generate the hype.
Yes.
By tonight, and certainly by tomorrow, they will have Washington, D.C. into an incredible frenzy. So I apologize to the rest of the network, people listening around the country, but I have to do this just to get this out of my system.
They can relate, because I know weathermen in other cities do it, and you know what the thing is in D.C.? They're grasping, because we haven't had anything, and we're already into February.
But no city panics as beautifully as this one, and that's why it's a big deal.
It's
here.
True. I was all into the whole panic mode. I'm reading that Stephen King book, The Cell, where people's heads blow off after they get on the cell phone. So, I mean, I was in full panic mode. So I was like, I'm calling the mommies. I'm canceling the sleepover. We're not going to do it. Snow is in the forecast. And it is the usual crap. It's the usual thing that you get. But who knows? Topper, usually on this show, even if he won't do it when he's speaking to all his TV viewers, he will come on this show and make a fist.
He speaks honestly.
So hopefully we'll have Topper when we get rolling here.
I'd like to ask him. I've heard that meteorologists really can't do anything more than 2 days out.
Mm-hmm.
They really can't.
Oh, you know what I also need, Joe? What I need when I'm doing this, the phone numbers that I still never, 20 years? How long have we been in this particular studio?
Like 14, 15.
14 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have still not successfully, you know, committed the phone numbers to memory.
Yeah, we wrote
We don't have any phone numbers. Nobody needs to call.
800scatlover.com. That's our phone number, so
no,
we're very excited about
there.
That. But I am very, very concerned about several things that are going on at my home. I want to discuss that with you today. Today, I decided at my partner's urging, when he was talking about changing the filters in his house, I've had some trouble getting circulation with the cold temperatures we've had, getting the real heat getting into all the rooms. I live in a very, very old house, so I trundled upstairs into the attic. My house, as I've discussed before, has both a dungeon and an attic. And I have the kind of attic that you would find in the Amityville Horror.
They're both haunted.
Attic.
Look, I'm not trying to arouse any more fear. But the thing is, it's not that I heard anything. And I when I heard something, I thought it was birds or bats.
Let's say that.
And that was over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything like that over the summer. So
nothing
I think
scary, just haunted bats.
No, this is different. This is much different. Let me explain to you exactly what happened. I got upstairs today in the very top level of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a new roof put on, so all the creatures and critters that were maybe under the eaves of the roof.
Is it a haunted roof?
No, just stop. Let me finish. This is serious business, Rob. You can make light of this, but this is my home. I'm living in this house, and there are two things that have happened in the same week that caused me concern.
All right.
Now, you know I have a wonderful lady named Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. I have a wonderful lady named Maria, being courtship of Eddie's father, that comes in twice a week to, straighten up and, do some dishes.
Tend to things.
Wash some laundry.
Let's say that.
Get some things done. Carla gets home before I get home, and sometimes she runs into Maria. I came home, and usually the first question out of my mouth is, how did Maria do today? You know, did she do a good job? Did everything get put where it was supposed to get put? And Carla says 99% of the time, she did fine. Mm-hmm. She said she was concerned about one thing, I think, and I was trying to figure out what she was saying. Mm-hmm. Carla said that Maria, last evening, probably about 5 o'clock, this is a couple of hours before I get home, because we get off the air at 7, I get home at 7:01.
Right.
Maria, in somewhat broken English, indicated to Carla that she had seen a ghost.
I knew it.
No. Now, what do you mean you know? You see ghosts. You've seen ghosts in this crappy studio, Joe. You've seen ghosts in the studio.
El Spectro.
Hi, Mike. This is Billy Big Voice, and don't start. But the thing is, she had communicated this to Carla. Carla was not sure whether she was talking about her house or our house.
Okay.
Flash forward to this morning, where I said, man, this room is still cold. I'm going to go check the filter, see if it's clogged up with dust, not allowing to get the heat to get through the vent system that we have. I trundle upstairs, and when I got upstairs, I swear to God, I was the last person in that attic, and things have been moved in that attic, and they have not been moved by me. And Maria was not in the attic. I double-checked with Carla.
No one was in the attic
except me.
Oh, no.
That's the way it happened. And
wow.
I mean significant things were moved around. I like watching Rob cue Joe for the scary music.
Wasn't there a scene in The Exorcist where one of the rooms was inexplicably freezing?
It was, well, you know what? There's one room that has the vents open and hot air coming out, and it is still 40 degrees. I have to put a space heater in.
That's the haunted room.
It'll never be warm.
It's very, very scary. Joe, let's bring up the phones. I want to take some phone calls here.
You're going to be staying in Satan's bedroom.
Now, that's the button I hit, Rob, right there, right? And I'm pressing on that with my thumb.
Press harder.
Right? Press harder like that, or is it frozen already?
No.
Now is it?
It's a touch screen.
See, it's not working, is it?
It's not.
It isn't.
It was working before the show.
See, this is the haunting. Yeah. There it is. Now, what did you... All right, so I'm not even going to ask you what
lick
you
lick your
hit
finger
to
first.
That.
Baby doll, I'm right here for you.
Don from Sacramento, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Mark.
What's that?
Hello, Mark. This is Don from Sacramento. I have now your debt that you owe.
Joe.
Yeah,
thank you. That's simply one. That's a simple shot that I'm going to do. Now, Don has the weapon with him that's got the full magazine. I have the single shot, so you might not necessarily hear that unless I can wrestle it from under the desk.
It's a Derringer.
It's deadly, though.
Hello, Will. You're on the Don and Mike.
Can we make the Derringer louder?
Hi, Will.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to call and say, like, I don't know how much you guys know about paranormal, but usually most people can live in their house for a long time and won't have a haunting until they do construction work. It's 9 times out of 10 hauntings come out of after major construction has been
done. Would major construction work mean putting a roof on the building?
I would think so, especially if it's in the attic.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This is serious because these suitcases that I have always done one thing in my attic. You go up the stairs in my attic, there's a right side of the attic, a left side of the attic. Right. The one thing where I never put stuff is I always have, how do they put it, egress? I always have egress to the one side.
Sure. Room.
There were a stack of boxes that were stacked in a single line almost up to the ceiling of the attic.
Somebody doesn't want you up there.
Maria could not have stacked those boxes.
No.
Carla does not go up into the attic unless it's like a time for a trip.
She
wants to get a suitcase. I asked her. She had not been up there. Mm-hmm. We had not had workmen up there until a couple of weeks ago. I'd been up there 2 or 3 times since we've had people. These boxes were stacked up. They were stacked up straight, and they were stacked up right where I would walk over to where the heater was.
That happened in Ghostbusters, too.
What do you mean?
Stacking of books. The ghosts would stack books.
They love to stack.
Them.
Many of them are gay, and they love to stack.
And organize. That's right. You have gay ghosts up there.
Hello. All right. Is this another Will from D.C.? Hello.
Yes, it is.
Yes, how you doing? Two Wills in a row. That's very unusual. How you doing?
Shocking.
Either John Norman's back in the back going, hey, Buff ain't here. Let's fire it up.
I only know one name.
All right. What can we do for you, Will?
Mike, I think I may have solved the mystery. I believe it might be the ghost of your first liver trying to find its way home.
Oh, shut up. No booze jokes this early. Bob from Woodbridge, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Didn't mean to laugh.
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Get out of the house. You've got problems.
Well, but this is what I know. This is what seriously I know about ghosts. You have ghosts that are fine, and then you have poltergeists that are
troublemakers.
You know, will cause real stuff to happen, and it's not
the
like
name
I've ever seen it.
It means playful ghost. So these the poltergeist who experienced the Schadenfreude.
That's right. Don't confuse this with Alpengeist, which is an alpine ghost.
Well, in any event, it concerns me. I'm
sure.
A little nervous about
sure.
it, but not really. It's not like I have a feeling of dread. But I got up there today, and I'm not kidding you. I was freaked out.
It's spooky.
And I was freaked out the more I asked questions about this, because the first thing I did was, oh, Carla been up there doing something, and Carla has a way of when she's denying something. No, I wasn't up there.
She's screwed. You know what she's doing?
What's that?
She's driving you crazy to get your money.
No, that can't be true.
No, make him sink the boxes. We're not stuck.
Jason in Rochester, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Mike, I'd be very scared.
Why? And I'm not going to let you listeners frighten me. And incidentally, I should point out, I have retrieved the major gun from the under the desk here. I've got it in this little compartment, so be very afraid yourself. Why do you think I should be afraid?
Quite a very similar situation happened to me about 3 years ago.
Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I had gone into my attic, and I'm talking boxes of letters. Oh, blow it out your butt, Rob.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, you must qualify yourself.
Why are you saying, saying that to Rob?
Because the creepy music is scaring me.
Don't play it.
But boxes of letters.
First of all, wait, I got to ask you, Jason, are you telling the truth or are you just trying to rile me on story?
I'm very serious. You can call my father if you'd like.
We thought the music helped, and it wasn't Rob anyway.
All right, go ahead. So what happened with the letters?
There were boxes of letters that had been sealed in a trunk that the only person with the key was myself. I mean, this is my grandmother had passed away, and this was left to me. And I had gone up, and the lock was open, and letters had been taken out of their envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so full of crap.
No, give me the gun. Give me the gun. Go ahead, Joe. Shoot
it. Shoot
him now, right now. There you go. Get him.
Before he gets her
right. Joe sucks without gun. I know it does. There, take that. You're not going to say that again because you're dead.
Now he'll haunt you.
He will haunt me forever.
What are in the boxes that were stacked up?
Boxes
of money?
Do you remember the empty crates, though, that were up there that are still up there?
I saw them.
Yeah, you saw those?
Oh, you have a creepy attic, for sure. When I was up there, I wanted to get out. You guys closed the door on me.
Oh, that's right. We went up to the attic.
At Christmas. It was a Christmas prank.
That was like after a couple of cocktails, we all went up to the attic.
And then I started stacking boxes.
So you guys know, I mean, Rob doesn't, but you guys know exactly what I'm talking
about.
I've
heard the stories, yeah.
Did you get up to the attic?
No, I wasn't there.
So, Joe, you went up and saw the boxes that I talked about.
Well, the crates, the coffin-like crates.
Yeah, they're coffin-like crates.
And then I heard a voice.
You didn't hear a voice.
And you still have the bubbling cauldron in your basement.
Wait a minute, we've got a roofer. This will solve everything. Hello, we've got John. You're a roofer in Maryland. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike. A couple weeks ago, you said you just had the roof done, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
actually, about a week ago. They finished construction probably about a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they take off any? I guess it's an older house. It's got lab boards on it.
Now, don't talk that contractor speak. Remember, I'm not a handyman. I don't know what lap boards are.
Dagon
what are lap boards? Lap boards sounds like something you put in a pool.
Yeah, dagon lap boards, man.
What is the significance of this line of questioning?
What I'm saying, they might have dropped stuff down into the roofers, might have dropped some stuff down in the attic. So they, you know.
Listen to me. No, wait, John.
Okay.
They did drop stuff into the attic. I actually had somebody come up and clean the attic after the roofers were done. They had a guy there all day. That guy left after the roofers were done. I inspected the area. In fact, I straightened up the area myself, and they never came back again.
Well, buddy, it's time to run like hell.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
Logic very all around.
It is creepy.
Yeah, I know. Did you watch American Idol last night? I know we're not supposed to talk about it, but I have to
talk
about it.
Can I send a message
to
my wife?
Yes, go ahead.
I would very much have liked to have watched American Idol. In fact, I think among all the people on the show, I'm the biggest fan of American Idol.
Right. There was no haunting in American Idol. And listen, I know we're not supposed to talk about it. I'm only saying, all right, in a way that means we're really not talking about it, I will talk about it. Because I have to pass along a message that they did something that is almost the cardinal rule. They promoed a show that I thought was going to run last night.
Uh-huh. Oh, they do that a lot.
And you know what? And that's like not going to be for a couple of weeks. Like all the drama I was talking about with maybe paramedics and all that good stuff, zero. Zilch.
They hooked you.
Nothing but boredom. Not really. I'm getting more pissed off by
them. They hooked you last night.
Bastards. They hooked me last. Once again, all they're doing is showing bad people. They're showing bad people. And I don't know if it's because Don is down on it and I got that seed planted in my head or whether I'm feeling like everybody. Buzz is over there. Buzz, who has never even looked at the show, is over there. They're nodding.
I peek and then I run away.
But it really, nothing irritates me more than when a television show promos itself to make you think that that night's episode is going to be what they're going to show.
Right.
And then what they do is they put something totally different on, and then they promo it for the following week. I think that's a total ripoff.
It's a Fox trick. Fox does it.
Well, anyway, we'll talk more about that, and we'll talk more about hauntings and all that good stuff. I have to talk about Rob's horrible disease that he has. And, of course, just around the corner, we're going to talk to Topper Shep. But before we do that, we have to start the show. So let's do that right now. Let's get to our happy place.
Yes. Your happy place is not your attic.
No. It can be a scary night, but I'll deal with it.
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go.
Right.
It's coming, Mike.
Here we go. I bet this guy would be able to take care of my haunting.
This guy?
He's right here, Buzz.
Maybe he's in your attic.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
Big
who's
surprise.
Who's running the board today?
The Stones Man, man.
I'm on my second beer.
Stop it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Down, down, down!
Uh-huh.
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
He was able to do his new intro today. I didn't even have to discuss it with him. He introduced himself, so it's very exciting.
I signed off on it.
Yeah, I know. You checked it out.
How have you been?
I've been wonderful. How about you?
Just swell. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Snowfall and all the ships at sea. Here he is, high as a bat, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah!
Thank you, Robbie. Here are our numbers, 1-877-365-3636 or 800-636-1067 or 202-432-1067. Those are our phone numbers. You can call us from anywhere in the United States and also listen to our stream. Do we have our stream standing by? I want to check out our stream. This is when we check out the stream, isn't it, right?
Yeah, I forgot to do it.
I don't know any of these formatics, but let's take a look at it. Mm-hmm. I'll test this, Rob.
How is it today?
Let me just put my finger in it. So far, so good. The right temperature. I'm not going to sip as much as I'm going to taste as soon as I get the last one. I just lean over here. I'm not really sure. I'm not getting any burning or itching. Joe, I'm going to need you to run that one more time so I can just get the real flavor.
What we're going to need to know is salty, sweet, or bitter?
Kind of salsa-like.
Really?
Not the consistency, it's the taste.
It's like red pepper.
And yet it's clear.
All right, listen, let me just take a little more. I'm going to put two fingers underneath here. Just a little bit more. There we are. And that is, I pronounce that drinkable today.
All right, enjoy today's stream.
Yeah, feel free to go back into the tap room, put your cup underneath it, and enjoy. So
Joe's tap room.
That's right. And so we're all here. Buzz, I completely forget the formatics.
What's the date today, Mike?
Today is February, Feb 9,
2006. Thursday,
yes.
Hi, Mike and Rob. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello, Buzz. Hi. So without further ado, we're here.
No, he's not retarded.
I mentioned before, that is our newsman, Buzz. We run everything when they're supposed to do it. Don will be here tomorrow. He'll have an explanation of exactly what's going on. But everything's going to be fine the way I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob talked to him before the show. And without further ado, we got to get Topper on the line. Let's call Topper Shut right now because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you've heard it or not, but here in Washington, D.C., as is always the case, there is the potential panic.
It could be the end for
a snowfall. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very excited about that.
Now, what did he say? Is it coming up the coast? Is it a nor'easter?
I'm going to start from scratch with Topper. I'm not a paid meteorologist. I don't have the authority to do that.
No, not
but I know that does Topper know we're calling him, Rob?
Yes, he does. He's expecting the call.
Very good.
Good guy, Topper Shut.
He is a good guy.
He was running errands, and we're calling him at his desk now.
Really?
Spoke to Howard Bernstein today.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Man. He's like nice. Backup, right?
I hope he is.
Yeah, he does the thing in the morning and the noon news.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He might not be there yet. He's out running errands. I think he's buying bread.
Like he was out in his car or something?
Yeah, the Shutmobile.
All right. All right, well, he said just call him in a couple minutes.
Yeah, give him a couple minutes and we'll call him back.
Good. So what the deal is that we've got a low-pressure system coming out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
We've got a Canadian high that's going down coming down the country.
I've had one of those.
The cold temperatures combined with the low pressure.
Uh-huh.
They're saying, this is what I've heard so far today. What I heard so when I was watching it before the show, they said that we will have potential for nothing. That's what they started
with.
Right. Then we will have the chance of, they didn't mention accumulation,
uh-huh.
and we may have a dusting. Or it might be changing to sleet and freezing rain.
You could give the same forecast in August.
But it is very, very significant in that they have said that this has the chance to be a big one, but nobody is mentioning inches or accumulation or anything like that.
Do you think they're getting excited?
Well, what was Topper's tone when you talked to him? Well, how did he feel?
Nervous, jumpy, edgy?
He seemed excited.
Yeah, did he really?
He did seem excited. He loves snow.
Because they don't care. That's what it is, Rob.
No, he loves snow. That's what he does.
Let's talk to John in Virginia. John, you're on the Don and Mike show. We got Topper? Okay. Hey, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we, we're going to put you on hold because you got to talk to Topper Shutt. All right? Topper, are you there?
Let me finish my cookie.
Topper, your Keebler? Errands were you running today? Because I know that, your viewing audience would love to know the personal habits of Washington's top.
I kicked day today on the way to work. I took back some stuff at the hardware store at Stroessner's. Got my Valentine's Day card. And picked up my laundry, my cleaning.
Well, Topper, I came in today and I was very, very excited because I actually canceled some plans based on Howard Bernstein's weather forecast.
And I heard that. And you know what? I think that's great. You listen to Howie. But you know what? You contribute to the hype. Why won't you just go through and continue with your life?
Because, I have a long way to drive with these guests that we're going to be having a sleepover with my daughters. And I just didn't feel like dealing with the hassle if we were going to have significant snow. And that's why when I came in, I said, the machine has already started. You guys are doing a really, really great job of slowly working us into it.
Ramping up.
But now, and everybody's asking me, because what I found when I came in, a lot of people here at the station don't even know yet.
They think
that the machine, that you fired up the Bread-O-Meter already.
Oh, no, we've not yet.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Are you gonna?
We'll fire up the Bread-O-Meter probably tomorrow.
Yeah, here it goes.
And we'll probably talk more in specifics tonight at 11.
Oh, see, here's the thing.
Well,
that'll
be a key run, seriously. It can be a key model run. It will.
Now, I love it when he does the real inside stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it, a key model run?
Well, I mean, that's what happened.
When you and Howard take off your shirt and, run down the hallways to Channel 9, right?
Right.
Tuesday at 11, it changed, because Monday I had it going south, and then Tuesday during the evening we had it going south, and Tuesday at 11, things come up north, and now it's sort of consistent like that. So, I say that because I want you to watch 11 o'clock. Yes,
and then let me ask you this. I'm not, because I know that you have to be, correct me if I'm wrong, about 24 hours out to really zero in on it, right?
Correct. Yeah, I won't.
But I know that. That's pretty good for
Thanks,
me.
Mike, that's good.
But I want to ask you, with what you've looked at so far, because you guys are already talking about it,
right?
There is the possibility that this could this be a whopper?
You know, if I throw out an amount and you promise not to laugh at me,
you know something,
and ridicule me any more than you already have.
Look, we're always going to ridicule a little bit, but we've also given you your your props. But I think that everybody would love to get just
all right. Here's the deal.
A ballpark. Before you do that, Topper.
Yes.
Rob, get Topper out the thinking music because I want Topper to really take
to do
some,
this properly.
To do this properly, I want him to think carefully before he gets.
And as I think.
Yes, go ahead.
Let me tell you what we know. A storm will develop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. The timetable would be Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning.
All right.
Okay. I don't. Those two, which were in question a couple of days ago, are not in question anymore. It will develop. It will impact us. The timetable should stay pretty much the same.
Now, the timetable is they're thinking late in the day Saturday?
Yeah, exactly. Saturday
always like that. It's always that day we have to wait all day for it.
Yeah.
Gray skies, waiting for that first flake.
Firewood in, make sure it's all stocked up. You know?
There, now, there he is.
Yeah,
there he is doing it. Plenty of time to go to the grocery store.
He doesn't even try.
I would think more of beverages than toilet paper.
Well, sure, always. It's a weekend.
So you're saying it'll start late in the day?
Yeah, late in the day, and it would be Saturday night, and then Sunday morning should taper off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the timetable. I don't think that's going to change much. The track of the storm could change, and honestly, that's what's going to determine. And we're not really copping out here. The storm has yet to develop.
Right.
But I think it will develop. I think
that's not a cop out.
No.
Okay, I'm glad.
No, it's
glad
not.
It's not.
And what I'm about to tell you is not a cop out either, because depending on the track, 50 miles, I know you've heard this a million times, and it sounds
no
like a cop-out.
Well, it's a convenient cop-out.
And I hate saying it, but it's true.
Damn it, it's true.
50 miles makes the difference between a whopper and kind of a mess.
So just like Jim Carrey said to what's her name, you're telling me there is a chance.
Exactly.
Let's skip the science, Topper. What's your gut feeling?
There you go. What was that?
What?
I heard 2 to 12.
That is correct.
You say 2 to 12.
So your gut has a 10-inch range.
And you know why it has that range?
Why?
Because the storm has yet to develop. Appeared yet on the map.
You heard it here, folks. This is our exclusive on the Don and Mike Show. Topper Sup predicting a major blizzard for Washington, D.C.
You and your science.
Very, very, very exciting. Well, Topper,
and let me tell you this.
Nobody else would do this.
If we miss this storm, pack it in. That's
really?
For the winter. We've given up on the winter.
Now, that depresses you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Rob. Thank you.
How are your kids handling it?
I've been just on a Prozac drip since about Christmas. Okay?
You all have, haven't you?
Yeah,
it's been that quiet of a winter.
We have the warmest January on record.
Right.
And I'm talking about the 48 contiguous.
On the bright side, you get to report on the apocalypse.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's in the form of a snowstorm.
Just out of curiosity, where are you on global warming, Topper Shah?
I am on the camp that I don't believe it's necessarily happening.
You're the second meteorologist I've heard say that. Very, very interesting.
And I'll tell you this, and we probably discussed this before, but remember, as close to the 70s, okay, so not too long ago, in the scheme of things, not too long ago, they were clamoring ice age. Same scientists, clamoring ice age.
Okay.
Got to the 80s. I guess their money ran out. They go, you know what? I think it's going to get warmer.
So what do you think we should do with these guys who can't get a forecast right?
Well, given their credit, too. I mean, I'm struggling with a 48-hour forecast. Imagine trying to model climate.
This is
hundreds
true.
Hundreds of years, and that's one reason I don't necessarily agree with some of the conclusions.
Do you still have a dartboard in your office?
No, we took it down.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you credit, Topper, because you come on this show.
Always
you're
does.
So generous with your time, and you know what you've done today? I know you don't know. I know you don't have a clue right now. A clue, but a really, like a drunk guy at 3 in the morning clue.
No, a drunk guy at 1 in the morning. we're not that quite hammered yet.
You're the man, Topper. We appreciate that. And, if we really get socked, is there a chance we could talk to you next week?
Oh yeah, you can call me tomorrow if you want a real update.
All right, well that's
good.
You know, because if we get whacked, I'm really going to give you credit, even though you have called for basically a 12-inch variable in the forecast.
2 to 12, but we've not even had 2 inches yet this year, have we?
No, all our snow fell in the fall.
Well, you're the man, Topper, and we will talk to you. And I'm going to keep an eye on this thing. And as I said, I've canceled the sleepover.
It was more for my convenience.
Than anything else. Yeah. Daddy's canceling the sleepover. The evil father that I am. We will talk to you soon, Topper.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.
That is Topper Shutt from Channel 9 right here in Washington, D.C. I love the guy.
WUSA Channel 9.
There's something about Topper that I think, first of all, I like the way he comes on his show. He's a wonderful wee man.
He is.
He's, you know, really, because it is tough to, make the E.L. Fudges. And
I love when you challenge him and he strikes the pose like the Notre Dame mascot.
He digs right in. He's really the Rudy of weathercasters, you know.
But
he's the guy that came out and, he was on the practice squad for a while and now he's playing on the first string.
But he is the only weatherman in town that will consistently take our calls.
And makes our calls. And he said it, you heard him, and then he wouldn't repeat it. He said 2 to 12, which means there is the potential that we might get whacked.
He's also the only weatherman named Topper.
And tomorrow when Don gets back, maybe we can all offer our little predictions and see what's going to happen. That should be very exciting.
You know what he's doing right now? He's on his knees in the weather center going, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please.
I've horribly embarrassed myself on their show again.
Tony Pan, bring me a glass of wine.
Let's go to Jennifer in Sonoma. That's pretty out there. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, the main man today. Radio boyfriend.
You know, you sound like, what's that guy on Saturday Night Live used to be near the copier all the time?
Oh, Rob Schneider.
Ooh, there he is.
The Mike-inator.
Ooh, yeah, hang in there. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I wish you were closer because do you have any idea how hard it is to get a Sacramento station in Sonoma?
A Sacramento station in Sonoma, well, it's probably difficult, but what can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you I was sorry to hear you canceled the sleepover after hearing Topper.
Well, there's a lot of mileage to cover, a lot of distance to cover, and does he want to go on the air?
He does.
Okay, let's hold on, Jennifer. We got Don on the line. Let's talk to him for a second. Let's go right to him. Hello there.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Dad.
Hello.
Well, they give very good, very good pain medication.
Yeah. I haven't said anything, so
no one knows.
This is all you. Do you want me to ask you questions, or you want to just talk about it, or what?
I was coming to work today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to preface this by saying I'm on pain medication.
You're on pain medication, right? Are you, first of all, are you okay? I'm going to say it. I'll lead it in before Don gets going here since he's on pain medication.
Uh-huh.
Don was in a car accident on the way into work
today. Not my fault.
Not your fault.
Not my fault.
And
not my fault 1,000 times. Not my fault.
Yeah, Rob told me a little bit about it, and
not
I know
my
that
fault.
It couldn't be your fault in those
Fisher
circumstances.
Road, 45 miles an hour.
Right.
Driving, some ass just comes plowing out of his driveway.
Jesus wow. Christ.
Jesus Christ, all the things that go through your mind.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, thank you to Big Ed.
Big Ed?
Big
oh,
Ed
neighbor.
Came and picked me up at the hospital.
Oh, did Ed take you home?
Yeah.
Did Ed give you everything you needed?
Ed's out getting my meds right now. Ed's out at the store.
Right. Well, now, first of all, let me ask you, let me get an injury update on you. Are you okay?
Here's the deal.
You are so wasted. You must be a little banged up because you're a little buzz.
Mike?
Yes?
I have... God damn it. Looking for my official medical crap.
He needs okay. The night.
All right.
Now, a level 2 concussion.
Wow.
6 stitches in my head.
Yeah.
And bruised ribs.
Ouch.
Oh, you're going to be sore for a long time.
Yeah. I won't be there tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I'll be there Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the good news.
What's yeah. the good news?
The stitches.
Where are they?
They're right on my...
Not there.
No. I'm on my bald spot.
Ah. Okay.
Oh.
In my head.
Did they match your hair color?
My head cracked the sunroof.
Oh, you went like up in the air.
I wasn't driving. I was driving my smaller car.
Right. Oh, okay. My God.
Oh, my God.
I looked at myself in the mirror when I got home.
Right.
Handsome?
Well, I mean, you can't. From the back, it's just like, why not just highlight that bald
good,
spot?
Good time to start wearing that yarmulke again.
So just to right now there might be a little pain med going on, but there's also you might be a little loopy still. Did you lose consciousness?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's how I know it's a level 2.
How long were you out?
They said about 20 seconds.
Wow. Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my God.
Seemed like an eternity.
Well, yeah. Rob mentioned to me where you were, and I know that could happen on that road. That's tough. That is very, very tough.
I went to the other side, Mike.
Yes.
And when I went to the other side, I found out.
You went to the light?
You saw the light?
I went to the light.
Oh, my God. You went to the light.
And guess who was there?
Who?
Mel.
I knew it.
But Mel's still with us, but he's there, too.
You mean he controls satellite radio?
I said,
how was his breath?
More money. More money, less stock options.
Uh-huh.
He was naked.
Oh, my God.
No kidding.
In heaven, sure.
Big cufflinks.
Now, when you get a concussion, are you able to eat? Did they say you could eat? Or
I got a whole list of stuff.
Like you can't sleep or something like that?
I got a whole list of stuff. Yeah, I got to wake up like every...
Right.
I don't know. It's all written down.
Hours.
So you got Ed there who's going to be like waking you up or something, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
yeah.
They're giving you, I know Joe is jumping up and down here because he wants to know if they're giving you any good farms.
Yes, Joe. It starts with a V and ends with an N.
Oh, that's
wow, Van Patten.
My favorite.
Is that right. Valium?
Vicodin, I would say.
Oh, Vicodin. Okay.
Oh, that's yeah. Good.
Valium. I didn't know. So you're...
I will have 30.
Wow. Are you going to be... When you come back on Monday, are you going to be on the pain med still?
I hope not.
Me too.
I kind of hope you are. I like you when you're on pain medication. And I guess I have to ask, how's your car?
Oh, that effer.
Oh, really?
You know me and my car.
Yeah.
I love that car. That car was showroom new.
Yeah, I know it was. Yep.
That goddamn effer.
Do you need me to call Big Ed and remind him to feed you a cherry pie?
Wake me if my condition worsens.
Did you hear the forecast for the weekend?
Oh, I know we're having a blizzard.
Do you have plenty of toilet paper?
I told Ed to get me everything.
Ed's going to be bringing you your
what
toilet
a guy.
Paper.
What
bread,
a guy.
Milk, toilet paper, and Vicodin.
Well,
I got Ed. I got, the chick. I got,
right.
Hell, I could call Big Frida. I talked to her. She was like halfway in her car already wanting to come down here.
Sure. How many stitches you get in your noggin?
Six.
Six stitches. So there was a little bit of blood then.
A lot of blood.
Well, it's a head wound.
Hey, the inside of my car looked like they're sitting in that parking lot at Goodfellas.
Oh, wow. With that music playing in the background.
When I called Rob, really, blood all over me.
Oh, my God.
We're cleaning that up.
You freaked me out a little bit because you were not yourself and the cell phone was coming in and out. And I'm glad to know you're sounding a little more like yourself now.
Well, when I called you, apparently I had been unconscious.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
But Elvis, I mean, Don, everything's going well?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
And you will call us if your condition worsens?
Yes, I will. I don't think I'll call you no more today.
Okay, well, you know, I hope you, you know, you feel free, though. Feel free to call us. This is a you that normally one has to get at a cocktail party.
You got to wake up anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we're here.
Yeah, how about every time you wake up, you check in?
No.
All right.
No, this is enough. I mean, Christ.
Are you going to be able to shower before you come in on Monday?
I get it'll bathe me.
Or take the pills, the deodorant pills.
You really like Ed, don't you?
Ed's a good guy.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds like Ed's a good
great guy.
Hey, you know, I mean, I'm there, so can you come get me like 10 minutes later? Hello.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I hope everything goes well. I hope
he's
you're
out getting me my 30 pills.
I don't think you'll go through all 30. You know, because I mean, when Joe comes in, we ought to give Joe a little carrot.
No, they give me a good shot today. Give me some good shots.
Mm-hmm. Demerol?
I don't know.
Probably, and I love it.
God, that guy's an ass.
I bet it was the
one. What guy's an ass?
If you keep me on the phone, I'll get real mad about Frida. Because, God damn, that reminded me like what happened to Frida.
Right, yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm sitting there going, Jesus Christ, this cannot happen.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about it when you come back. This is probably not the best time to do it. Yeah.
I'd also like to say that I am represented, my friend.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You have representation. You Greenberg.
Right.
You know, seriously, anytime something like this happens, aren't you glad that you're on personal terms with Greenberg and Betterman? I think it's a good thing. Well, feel better, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, you feel better, and I'll call you on my way home if you don't mind. If you're sleeping,
don't.
I'll leave. You don't want me to call you?
Don't.
You want everybody to leave you alone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only calling you now. You know me.
I know.
I mean, I'll call you.
Preventive.
If you need a thing, you call, okay?
I will, but, you know, there's enough people that already want to help, and I just want to be left alone.
Yeah, he wants to be, you understand that, people? He wants to be left alone.
I want to be left alone.
And see, unlike, you know, and you know me, unlike all your other friends, when you say that to me, I consider it a relief. You understand that, right?
I know. I will call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Feel better.
I'll talk to you later. Feel better, Charlie.
Okay, my effing car.
Yeah, I know. Oh. You know what? Here's the, you want some good news?
What?
You're a man of means. You can pick up a new one.
No, I got to keep that one.
Oh, so
that's my lucky car.
Are you going to be
in? Hey, that's funny.
Clearly.
How could that be my lucky car? I almost said ass, and then the word after it.
Right. Are you going to be able to keep your car?
I don't know. That's up to the good men and women at the...
body shop?
Korean body shop.
Okay, well, I think you should collect your thoughts before you...
All Koreans all the time. That's what I said.
They do good work.
I hope you feel better.
The American-made car.
You know?
Yeah, they specialize in Kias.
I'm sure,
but I made sure when I bought it that it was all round eyes that made it.
Jesus.
Thank you, Don.
A Cadillac.
We're done here.
You know, that's a good advertisement for Cadillac.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Look at that. The airbag went off.
You might be very surprised at who makes that car.
Really? Mike, I got a sticker that said made it Arlington, Texas.
Uh-huh. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Before you get off the phone, we did talk a little bit about American Idol. Did we have to hit the delay?
No, I said suckers.
Oh, sucker. Joe, that had an S in front of it.
I said suckers. I'm not that out of it.
All right. Okay. But I did, you know, I just did it the last minute. But I won't talk about it anymore.
He really liked it, Don.
It's not on.
Steve Young had 8 level 2 concussions.
What's the difference between a level 2 and a level 1? Is it like hurricanes?
It's 1.
1 is not bad. 2 is not bad. Not bad, bad. 3 is not bad. Bad, bad, bad. You have to go in the hospital, I think, at 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got them written down.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we let you go? I'm going to let you decide.
I look like Larry. I'm going to let you decide.
Don?
Yeah.
Who's your doctor? Who's your doctor? Did they give you food? Did you get Jell-O? I like green. Did the green? You like the green or the lime?
Somebody answer. How long was it? How long until this stuff wears off?
The painkillers,
yeah,
Joe, Mr. Ardinger.
I think they're good for 6 hours. It's up to your doctor, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
or sooner.
Stay ahead of the pain.
How long till CSI is on?
CSI will be on at 9 o'clock tonight.
5 hours, right. 16 minutes.
Supposed to be an incredible one tonight.
Okay.
Too.
Supposed to be
very, very exciting.
Good. I'm sorry. I'm not there. I really am sorry. God damn it.
Well, it's just 6 stitches. Don't you think you get in your other car and come in?
I hate to miss work. It's the concussion thing.
I know. You're helping us enormously, though. We love having you on the phone. If you can't be here in person, it's great to have you on the phone.
I can't even friggin' like get out and do anything for a day.
Right. Yeah, you're loopy.
Well, that's for your own safety.
But not because I'm loopy. Buzz.
Buzz.
My mistake.
Buzz. Because
when
I'm not loopy,
it's still
buzz.
Like you have to make sure that your brain don't swell. Your brain doesn't swell.
Oh, it'll swell up with brain juice.
So you're supposed to be stationary then?
Yes.
Right? Why did you delay? There's a slight delay. There's not a delay on the phone, is there? I'm just
stationary
checking.
Means just stay in one place.
Stay sedentary, right. Stay stationary. Are you able to eat?
Yes, I guess.
Do you feel like eating?
No. I mean, I have a list. I have a list of things.
I have a prediction. You know what's going to probably bother you the most?
Well, I hope nothing to do with my BMs.
No, the ribs, though. Your ribs. If you got bruised ribs, that can be kind of, that can linger for a while. Linger longer.
Well, I do.
Well, hang in there, okay?
Okay.
We're glad you're okay.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? I just like this version of you. I truly do.
No.
Stay ahead of the pain.
That's all.
Any message for the meteorologists in town?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. You know, I...
Because we're going to have Topper on again tomorrow as the forecast gets closer. You know, isn't Topper nice to come on the show all the time when we ask him?
It should be noted that I have to be careful what I say because I'm still loopy on this pain stuff.
Yes.
But if I had been taken away, what were the last things that I was thinking about, really,
mm-hmm.
when I was driving in? Talking about that Tool Howard Bernstein and how when I was watching him today, I really thought that if he stood up from behind, it would be like an anchor man from behind the desk. He's so goddamn excited about this.
So Topper, this is their time. And we got Topper to say perhaps 12 inches on Saturday.
Of snow.
What? Of what? The other weatherman giving it to us?
No.
Silly.
And Howard Bernstein did say hi to you today.
I'm a fan of HB.
I know.
And listen, drink plenty of fluids.
Okay.
Drink.
I don't know why I said that, but I think it probably can help you so you don't get the cotton mouth.
You
and all
got it. And I'm fine with snow. Bring it on.
And let us know if you're constipated also.
Please.
I will. I don't think I am.
And you remember Elvis with the farms. He got a little constipated.
And have Ed bring in lots of popsicles and yogurt.
Right, and peaches.
Peaches. Hot dog buns.
But just for the record, you don't want anybody bothering you tonight.
No. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Very, very good.
Hey, I'll work on that plan.
No drinky-drinky tonight.
Oh, no needy-needy.
Stay out of the pain, though.
What if Megan McGrath wants to send you a bouquet of flowers? Or some styling mousse. Don and I, that was the last time we talked this morning. We were talking about the lovely Megan McGrath and how beautiful she looked this morning.
Mike was especially vicious.
Oh, Mike, how dare you?
I was.
I stood up for her, as always.
You've seen her more than I have. I have never seen that coif. I have never seen that. It is horrible.
Mike,
yes.
If you ever had the chance to see her naked, you'd realize it's an exact match.
Really?
Looks like the same with the styling mousse down there, too.
Same hair.
Well, I hope you feel better.
So do I, goddammit.
Talk to us tomorrow, okay? What, Buzz? Buzz is holding us something. What?
I thought Don should take us to break.
Oh, No. Buzz, let me run the goddamn show, please.
This has not been...
What?
This has not been the most worthwhile end to a week that already had been rather depressing for me.
I can imagine.
But I will persevere...
You should persevere, baby.
And you will continue to do the show, okay?
I will, and don't dig a hole in your toe.
I don't need to, Jack. I got 30 big pills coming.
And there is always a silver lining, Don. You picked a really good day not to be in a room with Mike.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's because you called in with the accident or whether I had those little chili peppers on my sandwich today, but I'm not really being pleasant around the boys today. I got the gastrointestinal issues today.
There is a foul wind.
We have citrus spray there. Everything's going to be fine.
Crap.
And I guess we'll have more details when you get back on Monday, too, right?
Head hurts. God damn it.
Well, get some rest, okay?
On these, God damn it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Get some rest.
I mean, can I hear you?
Get some rest. Don't get ornery. Don't get ornery.
Yeah. I'm not ornery.
Hey. Don?
Yes, Mike?
I was wondering if you're lonesome tonight. The world is a stage, and we are its players.
Hey, man.
Okay.
You know what helps seriously when you're trying to keep those stitches from getting infected? If they're on the back of your head, wear a turban.
I'll have Jack send one over.
Hello?
Jack?
Yeah. Rob wrote that, didn't he?
Nope.
No.
No, that was my own.
Really?
Yes.
Sucked, just like one that Rob would have written.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jack. Well, I'm glad that you're safe, man. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm glad you're not too banged up.
Me too.
Jesus Christ,
that was not a pleasant call. I had to make to Bark.
I bet.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
But he was cool with it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay, and you know, God Almighty.
Yeah.
You know, the weird thing is, when I was driving in today, I told this to Rob before we went on the air, that I just sense that people today, there's something about it today. Maybe it's a combination of, you know, just being February and the fact that maybe they're starting to hear these forecasts.
Right.
People were just out of their goddamn minds today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he's just a jag-off.
Yeah. Really?
And, of course, not a scratch on him.
Oh, really?
Not a scratch.
Oh, the other guy's doing okay?
Yeah, the other guy's fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well,
it's like the Frida guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to call Donnie from down in Palm Beach?
Mike, I'm going to the bird guy.
The bird guy?
The guy from TV.
Oh, Greenberg and Betterman.
Greenberg and Betterman.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, feel better.
Stick with Greenberg. Betterman, not so much.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You know what? Howard Bernstein could call me at home.
I will pass that along. I'll call Channel 9 Studios right now.
Okay.
He'll probably just come over, Don.
No visitors. No salutations.
No salutations.
Oh, now I can't call Al Lewis.
Al Lewis is gone, man. He's not around.
God damn.
He's not going to be around. But I think Dick Van Patten has recovered from the stroke. He can probably contact you.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder if Oprah's on today.
Yeah, I'm sure
she is.
Yeah, she sucks. I really hate her. Mm-hmm. God, she's so friggin' pompous.
This segment will now be labeled Deep Thoughts. I really feel like...
She talks white, she talks black, she talks out of her butt.
Right.
Come on, woman. Be one thing. Girlfriend. Be honest. Jesus Christ. At least Sally Jesse Raphael, that big eyed, that bug eyed bitch, you knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. Right?
For anybody thinks that maybe it's taken away your fire. Sounds like that fire in your belly still lasts.
Yeah.
What?
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 You shouldn't be putting this on the air.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Thanks, Don, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
What time is it?
It's 3:52 Eastern Time.
All right, you're okay.
Yeah. You can, what was that? Oh, he's playing Elvis music in the background. All right, well, Don, we're going to take some phone calls for you right now. would you like some phone calls?
No.
All right.
I don't want to talk to any of those.
Careful.
Nice people.
Wonderful people. We've only had to use the gun twice.
No, those people who would just call and just say crap that when I didn't feel this way, I would remember and I get mad about.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't worry about
it. I try to forget about those people.
I know. That's a good strategy.
I try to forget about them.
Fantastic.
That's right.
Hey, I'm looking at a book right now.
What book?
If you only knew how much I smell you. True Portraits of Dogs.
Jesus. I thought it was a porno book.
Yeah, me too.
That was one of those dirty books. Sex books. Sound like a sex book to me.
It's a book. It has pictures of dogs and funny things next to them.
Oh, I bet it's a panic.
Are you in front of your television?
No, I'm upstairs in the computer room.
Well, you're in the computer room. All right. What hurts now, your head or your ribs or everything?
Yes.
Everything hurts?
Yes.
You don't have the painkillers yet, do you?
No, but I've got the shot that I had.
Okay, well,
my favorite one. There's this dog, and he has this look on his face like you're just about to beat the crap out of him. And it says, "What does that mean, expensive shoe? I ate it because it smelled like you."
So you're reading that book up in your office?
Yeah, I have lots of books in my office.
Well, like what? What else do you have in there?
I know you're baiting me.
I'm not baiting you at all. You know what? I'm letting you do what you want to do. You sound like you're a little frustrated, and you're controlling yourself not to rave out about the circumstances because you probably think that's not the best. It reminds me of somebody actually listening to you right now.
I'm mad. I am mad.
I'm kidding. Not funny.
I'm kidding.
Not funny. Not funny.
It's just a little joke.
Not funny.
It's not funny.
Funny,
funny,
funny.
Pretty good.
All right. You want to know what I got?
What do you got?
Here you go.
Okay.
Here you go.
And I couldn't.
Oh, shut up.
What? Turn it off, Joe.
That wasn't funny.
Stephen King.
Joe did that. Oh, Stephen King. I'm reading The Cell right now.
Green Mile.
Oh, The Green Mile. That's a lovely book.
I hated that book. John Irving, The Fourth Hand. God, that was a piece of garbage.
Didn't read that one.
Elmore Leonard, Glitz.
Ah.
Ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Dictionary. That's a waste. A
lot of words.
Never opened that one.
Though.
How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way.
These are just books in your office?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in there? Is there anything else you'd like to read on the shelf?
Oh, let me see. The Death and Life of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
The Family Man by Mario Puzo.
Mario Puzo wrote that?
Yeah, Mario, Mike.
Mario.
Real Boys.
Superman.
That's a book that me and Frida read about how effed up teenage boys are.
Wow.
Oh, and then here's another one.
What?
Funny Puppies.
Puppies are funny.
Oh, this is a good one. This doesn't have captions, though.
I get the impression that, you know, when you called us, you were a little buzzed. You might be a little more buzzed now during the conversation.
What?
Do you feel like you're a little more buzzed?
No.
The one without captions, can you make up captions for it?
I could, and now, Rob, don't play me like that, boy.
No, I didn't want you to do it on the air. I didn't know what the purpose of it was.
It's a book that has pictures of dogs.
Okay.
Funny puppies. They're puppies who are funny.
Okay.
And then there's lots of maps. Lots of map books.
Atlases.
Now my phone's going off in here. I have no idea where it is.
Well.
Where's my phone?
It doesn't bother me today.
Where's my... It's not you calling, is it? I don't know where the hell it is.
Michael Moore. Adventures... In a TV Nation.
Very good. Well,
that must be a fat book.
I missed the call.
Chasing Dogma. Oh, here's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Health.
Perfect Health. Well, thank God it's not worse than it was. Thank God for all of us it's not worse than it was. It's been an interesting time. That's what they would say if you were a historian. You'd say, you know, it's been an interesting time.
Brain droppings.
Thank God you don't have any of those that are coming through the stitches.
That's the name of a book by George Carlin.
We're really getting a perspective on your entire library.
Georgia-Pacific, professional inkjet paper.
Oh, nice.
They're very good. John,
Stolen.
On that note?
Yeah?
I think we have to go to break.
Okay.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. I hope you feel better.
Thanks, me too.
Yes, okay, and I'm glad that you're safe.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. No, I mean that. Thank you.
Okay, and everybody, I'm just glad we could talk about it because we were all thinking about it. And
I know.
None of us knew how you were, so that's
right.
I'm glad
there
you called
in. There you go.
What?
Where the frick is Ed?
What?
Where's Ed with the drugs?
Are you in pain? Do you need us to, because I know Joe's got a suitcase full. We could send him over.
Oh, he's coming. Don't worry.
All right. Feel better, okay?
Okay.
I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow.
That is Don.
Well, sort of.
You heard it. Just to recap, if you just tuned in, Don was in a car accident today. You heard stitches, six stitches to the back of his head.
Six stitches and a level 2?
Level 2 concussion and bruised ribs, but thank God it's been it's all I can say about that. It has been an interesting time. And now I've got a message on my phone.
Oh, and we also learned to use...
I'm going to call this person back also during the break.
Georgia Pacific brand paper.
That's in the office.
And that's where you decided to cut it, when he went from book titles to brand.
No, I didn't decide to cut it. I just, you know, I just wanted to make sure everybody was doing fine. And I really do hope that that he's doing well. Sounds like he's going to be okay.
I think he'll be markedly better tomorrow, but he'll probably be sore, but he'll be clearer of head.
And it sounds like he's pretty pissed off about the circumstance.
Well, yeah.
And I, you know, I know that he doesn't want to talk about that right now. Whether he can in the future, who knows? We'll wait and see. But a lot more to come on the show. We've got a lot going on. This has been an interesting day.
Sure.
And we will come back on the Don and Mike Show with your phone calls.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows, because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding, because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show. Your round-trip ticket to happiness. Don and Mike.
That was my TV guy that called me when I was talking to Don when my phone went bananas.
TV or TB?
You mean my tuberculosis
counselor?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
That was my television guy.
Ah.
He drives me nuts.
Is he doing your commercial?
Jim, if you're listening, yes, I've said it. You drive me insane. You drive me insane. You drove me more insane today. I'll get to that in a second. I didn't say this before when we were doing the opening because I don't know the formatics.
Right.
That you can hear us on the internet. I was talking about the stream, but I didn't mention you go to donandmikewebsite.com, click on Listen Live. That's how everybody around the world can hear us on the internet.
Right.
Or you can go to radiomat.com, click on one of our affiliates like Live 105 in Baltimore, Spike in Vegas, or The Edge in Pittsburgh, and we invite you to enjoy the stream. I didn't get a chance to say that. If you just tuned in, what a day, what a day, what a day.
Really?
I'm sure we're going to have a lot more details about this, but it's been a strange time. That's all I can say about that. Don is doing fine. He called us. He's hopped up on meds right now, but thank God he is doing very, very well.
Loopy.
Sounds like he's doing well. He's loopy, but he was in a car accident earlier today.
Yeah.
Rob and I, Rob got the call probably, what, about 3 minutes before 2 o'clock, something like that?
If that, yeah.
And, called me as I was coming in, and so we had Don, and I was very relieved to hear him. It's one thing to come in and do a show and you know somebody's got a situation and you know what the situation is. It's quite another to know somebody's in a situation and not have the details, and we all did a pretty good job coming in here and faking it. But it's just been an interesting time, and Don will be back on the show on Monday. We wish him the very best.
Yes.
I, for one, am rooting for another one of those calls tomorrow, because I like him when he's on the pain med.
You know who we might get tomorrow? Maybe if we're lucky, get a little Big Ed.
Big Ed, if that is there.
Because obviously he's going to require some care.
Well, he'll probably hate the fact that I'm calling him Nurse Ed, but that's kind of what he is right now.
Big Nurse Ed.
He's taking care of that. But Grammys. I wanted to talk about this at the very beginning. We got sidetracked with a million things, but does anybody give a rat's ass about the Grammys? Did anybody watch the Grammys?
Not so much.
Joe, I would think you would, but I don't want to hear about it. The thing is, I tuned into the Grammys last night very, very briefly, very intermittently. It seemed to me that the production was all over the place.
Yep.
They'd have a feedback here. They'd lose a mic there. But the only thing I have, and I am not being disrespectful in any way.
No disrespect.
Because I don't know. And anybody who's going to get on my case for this, I really have no idea. Does anybody know what the deal is with Sly Stone?
Very talented.
Because I didn't know.
Sleepy.
This is more than sleepy. Because I'm watching this, and I love Sly and the Family Stone.
Sure.
I like the fact that they were doing the tribute. Whoever the lady was that was performing had a dress that was just incredible.
Would not quit.
And I actually kind of paused it a couple of times on the TiVo because she was wearing. The
dirty.
Dress was.
I am. Dirty.
Did you think the same thing?
Maybe a little.
Not only was she wearing the incredibly short dress, but the camera angle that they were shooting her at was down on the bottom, and I was kind of staring at it. I'm watching this thing, and I'm getting into it, and then he comes out, Sly comes out, and I feel bad because if I am late to the party and I don't know that there's been some news story, I know he's been out of the public eye
for almost 10 years. This is a very rare appearance. I wasn't watching it at all. Don called me. He says, you've got to put this on.
This was amazing because they're playing his music, and then on no particular cue, they want to take you higher is the song that they're singing. And Sly Stone comes out. First of all, I don't know anything about Sly Stone. I don't know how old he is. I don't know whether he's what type of malady.
He's like 60.
He's not 90 or anything
not
like
yet.
That.
Not yet.
Not infirm.
But he was, something was going on. Yeah. I have no idea.
You're sleeping.
Well, he was, first of all, you need to describe his hair.
All right, here's the deal. They're playing the tribute song and they're playing Higher and you know, Wanna Take You Higher. And they got 150 people up on stage.
A lot of talent.
Steven Tyler's up there. They're all playing different things. Seems like they're all playing different chords. You know when they get the mass tributes, that can be a bit of a CF.
Exactly.
And he comes out, and he walks out on stage, and everybody thinks of him as wearing the kind of the Huggy Bear hat.
Sure.
The, he comes out, and he's got a blonde spiked mohawk.
Right? Not just any mohawk. Did you estimate like 12 inches
it
deep?
It was effing phenomenal.
Yeah,
and, 2 to 12 inches.
And the first thing you see is the mohawk, and you're like, hey, this is cool. And then you look at the guy, and what he has is, and I, as I said, I don't know what's wrong with him. I'm welcome to anybody that can tell me. Joe, you know what's wrong with him.
Back in the 70s and 80s, he was a big PCP user.
Okay, that's so how it starts.
That's a theory. That could be.
That'll do it to you.
That'll do it. He's got his chin. He walks across the stage, and he's got his chin pressed down. It's almost like his neck is locked, but he's walking. He's not in a wheelchair. He's walking, and then he's also got his hand bandaged like something's wrong. And I'm pouring through the Washington Post today, because in the review, I was hoping that they would say, well, since he had this particular thing happen, since this happened, I don't know what the hell the deal is.
Well, then after that, he comes out, and he does walk pretty good. He gets behind his keyboard. You really can't play keyboard with a cast.
I don't know what the...
Well, he looked like the black Brian Wilson.
it was turned... Won't you come over? He's got his keyboard turned up enough where you could hear him hit a few of the chords. I noticed that. And I turned the volume up. I got closer to the TV. I don't know what the deal... And, you know, we're all going to feel bad.
Did you notice...
Or maybe we're not going to feel bad.
Did you notice who was playing in his band?
Who was in his band?
Randy Jackson from American Idol was playing bass, and Nile Rodgers...
I didn't know that, dog!
Yes, dog! True. And Nile Rodgers from Chic was on lead guitar.
Now, that one I don't know about.
Because they're producing, he's got a tribute album coming out this spring.
Right. Fix this, Rob. Fix this. The phones are not. Somebody says they know about Sly Stone right here. Hold on. Tanya, do you know anything about Sly Stone?
Yeah, first of all, he looked like a cockatoo.
That is a very nice description.
A cockatoo from Beretta.
Right. He did have the white jumpsuit, and he had the big Sly belt buckle that he was wearing, too.
Like, but it was a mess. It was a mess.
Nobody.
Anyway, he's been on drugs pretty much since the 70s.
Yeah. So that you're the second person that says drugs.
And apparently, with this particular performance, they didn't know whether or not he was going to actually show up.
Yeah.
So they had all these other performers basically being prepared. So if he showed up, he showed up. If he didn't, it would still be a tribute.
And
his brother and sister who were in the Family Stone didn't even know where he was.
Wow.
So he's been like living on the streets and stuff. And then when I was looking at his hand that was bandaged, it looked like his pinky finger and his ring finger had been amputated.
Oh, no.
Okay. Because when he was playing the keyboard, I see the first three, but I couldn't see the other two.
Okay, well, thank you, Tanya.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
I heard also he left in the middle of the song.
He did. Yeah, he came out. He came out randomly, and then he he played for a little while. Looked like he got tired of it. He certainly had the outfit on. And I didn't say that when I saw the hand bandage, but Tanya was right. It did appear that maybe the fingers weren't necessarily bad. Wait a minute. This guy
keeps those chords simple.
This guy says a friend of his plays in Sly's band.
Sure.
Let's go to Brian in Sacramento. Brian, do you know anything about this?
Yeah. First of all, Sly is pushing 70.
Okay, 61.
And
60. Bob says he's 60. Hold on, Sacramento.
Bad.
Always Sacramento. Talk right through you.
Yep.
He's 61. Buzz says.
No, he's older than that.
Oh, hold on. We have a debate here.
All right,
Buzz.
Whatever you say.
Where'd you get your?
You know the guy in the band, so you would know.
You know what? He's 61, and I'm going with Buzz.
Okay.
Here we go. And you are from Sacramento, so there we go.
He's the silent.
And that's the coup de grace. John in Sacramento, you're on the Don and Mike show.
This will be good.
Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're fine. What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm calling about the Grammys.
Yes.
Yeah, Sly Stone, he has to be about 65 and
hold on. Wait a minute. Why is everybody in Sacramento disputing Mr. Burbank's age on Sly Stone that says he's 61?
Well, he spent a lot of time here in Sacramento back in the early 70s.
Yes.
He had to be...
And look at him now.
25 then, you know, at the peak of his career. He was
So yeah. You're trying to decipher it, where in fact Buzz has a source, right?
So, the sources are not always accurate.
Here's what I want. I'd like anybody that has any information. So far, the way I understand it, nobody has information because maybe the guy has been underground and he's been on the street and he's been trying to get by. Let's go to another. Why is Sacramento going nuts over Sly Stone? You're next. Marcel, you know anything about this?
I know a little bit. I'm a huge Sly and the Family Stone fan. He was born in 1944, so what does that make him, like 63 or something? But anyway,
three different calls from Sacramento with three different ages.
Buzz will confirm it. He's definitely was born in 44.
I see here that he was born in 1941 in Denton, Texas, on March 15th.
That makes him older.
65.
Then. 65.
So now we have three different reports about his age.
Well, you said 61, though, at the
beginning.
That's
what my first source said. Now I'm finding sources that say what we're getting on the phone.
Welcome
to
my world.
All right, Sacramento, let me make this real clear. He's 65. That's all we need to talk about is it. We're going to accept it as 65.
Okay.
Do you have any more information on Sly Stone?
He in the late 80s or early 90s, he spent time in jail on a cocaine conviction. And like,
all right, that's nice.
So he's done drugs then.
Now, Joe, you're controlling the gun, and I'm going to take it away from you if you keep doing that. He did not deserve to be shot. I was simply ushering him off the phone.
You know what
I'm not doing?
What?
The Don does, we're not hitting the little thingy when I take another phone
call.
That
must be the problem.
CPU
That's
phone.
Exactly what it is.
Do you even want to hear what Billboard has to say?
Not particularly. Unless it's something really significant, Rob.
He was born in 1944, March 15th, 1944, which means he's almost 62.
62.
Yeah.
So he's either 60, 61, 62, 63, or 65. Or older.
And
we
he was
don't
born
know.
In Dallas.
I'm just trying to... Wait, oh, good. We've got a guy from Vermont. All right. I just wanted to get away from Sacramento. Mike, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
When I was in college in 70 in Jersey, they booked him for a concert. And what they used to do, Sly and the Stone, they would book like six different shows or three or four different shows on the same night. And my professor had to go out looking for him and found him naked in a hotel room and sobered him up and got him to the concert. But,
did he have all of his fingers?
I think he might have had some stitches in his scalp. But,
hey, shut up. All right, let's go. Now, this can't be true.
Oh.
What is... All right, here's something very dangerous about this discussion of Sly Stone. Sacramento's going mental over this.
Yeah.
This lady says that he had an oxygen tube on his microphone.
Oh.
Hello, Julie. Julie, is this a joke, or did you see an oxygen tube?
No, not a joke at all.
then it makes it funnier.
There was a big tube, a big plastic, medical tube coming up on his microphone stand, and I thought it was one of those things that, like, alters your voice.
Right.
Yeah, I thought, Frampton. Oh, cool, so he's going to do, like, the vibraphone thing, but...
like the Peter Frampton thing where he goes...
Exactly. But no, he never even opened his mouth, so, maybe to breathe in the oxygen.
Nobody seems to know. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco, knows Sly's sister. This is amazing.
This is okay, because they were based in San Francisco.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I know Sly's sister, Vanetta, and here's the deal with Sly. Sly has not been living on the street.
Did you say Moesha?
Rosetta.
Rosetta.
Vanetta.
Okay. Valencia.
V-A-E-N-P-T-A.
Yes, fine. Yes, what?
He has not been living on the streets. The man is getting royalties from all that. He's written so many songs. He's
right.
been living in seclusion in Southern California.
Well, why would his... do you know that it says his sister was trying to get in touch with him and they couldn't find him? Is that
true? No. They were on stage with him last night.
They were on stage. Okay, well, then I guess they knew that he was there.
How old is she?
She's definitely younger than he is.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you're right. goes by Rosie.
I have to figure out ways that I can... we have more information from Sacramento on Sly Stone.
Sacramento is near San Francisco,
and
right?
I'm always tempted to say, instead of Sly Stone, I'm always tempted to say Sly Stallone. But
he might have done a better show.
All right, here's another one, and I'm not going to take many more of these. Ben in Sacramento, what do you know about Sly Stone?
Hey, I heard that on the internet that he had done a CD for Starbucks, and so that's why he's...
I have that disc.
We actually have it here in the studio
ready,
right now.
Ready for a palate cleanser right now? This
sure,
is Keith from Reno. Has information on Kathleen Turner on Law and Order. Remember? Did anybody watch that last night? Joe, you did?
I didn't know who she was until like the second break.
Because she was that unrecognizable?
Oh my God, what a wreck.
Keith, you saw the show?
Yeah, I did. I couldn't believe it.
Thank you very much, Keith. That was a wonderful call.
Thumbs it up.
We appreciate that. Let me get right to this before we take any more calls, because I was going to tell everybody about this yesterday. We'll have more of your calls on Kathleen Turner, but I want to talk about my dentist. And incidentally, that's a good way to stay on the line, too. I saw the show and couldn't believe it. Thanks, Ash. What a pleasure. We really appreciate it.
I'm an idiot.
Went to my dentist yesterday, the wonderful Dana's, I'll call him Dr. Dana, because I really think it's getting to the point, Buzz, you go there, Rob goes there, Joe goes there, right. John Norman goes there, that's pretty amazing.
Lots of other people.
Ken Stevens still goes there.
Yes, he really
does. Yeah, for a sharpening.
You could never tell. Yes, the eye teeth. But we all go to this same dentist,
right.
And I'm not going to mention last names. We can use first names. Buzz knows all of them because I think you've had sex with all of them over there. Right?
Mostly, yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I think a while back I was talking about the newest sadist dominatrix hygienist that he has in his office called Kitty.
Kitty.
Kitty decided that it wasn't enough that she was inflicting pain upon me by scraping my gums. Kitty decided that she was going to electrocute me, which she did on two separate occasions.
Different apparatus.
Well, you may call it a gag, Buzz, but I think the woman's got some serious issues and maybe needs some help. And I think it's all well and good to do that once, but the second time when she did it with the desk pen, I was pissed off, and I'm still pissed off.
Sure,
but I still like the rest of all those people. Heck, I like Kitty, too. Okay,
yeah, so they're very good at what they do.
So I'm making I get a crown put on. I'm getting a crown because, back in the 70s, due to drug use, I lost all of my teeth. Mm-hmm.
Your pinky.
and it's bandaged, and I have a 12-inch blonde mohawk.
Looks good.
But it's very, very important that I get in to get this thing put on. And they call me while we're all in the office. Now, when somebody calls any of us and we're in the office having our little pre-show chat,
right.
We all do what boys do that are still in high school. We show off, and we act real funny. So who's the receptionist there, Buzz?
Lovely Tammy.
Tammy called. I think it was Tammy that called. I hope it was Tammy.
Sure.
I hope I'm getting the names right.
I think you are.
I'm still in shock, to be honest with you. So bear with me here. Uh-huh. So Tammy calls and says,
Mr. Rivera, this is Tammy from Dr. Dana's office.
Oh, she's much nicer than that.
Well, no, I mean, I'm doing a woman's
different
voice.
Different.
Would you like me to change the voice?
No, just make her pretty.
So Tammy calls. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
There you go.
Hi, Mike. This is Tammy from Dr. Dana's office. You have an appointment tomorrow. I just wanted to remind you. I said,
yep, 11:30.
It's 11:20, Mike.
I said, okay, 11:20. And then showing off for you guys, I say, have all the girls wear something sexy for me. And I thought it was kind of like a little, macho, I'm kind of an ass move. So I said that. She said, sure, we will. Flash forward to next, and that's the second time I've said flash forward. I don't know why I say that.
Feel free.
I get to the office yesterday, and as I walk into the office, the first girl sees me at the receptionist desk, and she's wearing, it looked like maybe kind of a sweater, or maybe even it was a white thing, maybe one of those dentist coats.
Lab coat, right. Yeah.
And she says, I check in, and she says, we wore something sexy for you today, and she proceeds to take the jacket off, and she's got a really sexy top.
She
and
I,
wow.
And this was a throwaway comment.
Right.
Yeah.
I immediately, I'm feeling pretty.
For you, Mike.
Pretty good.
Sure.
Pretty good.
I really
pretty good.
That's how they get you.
Kind of give me a little lift.
Sure.
And she brings out two more. Who's the one that has the fingers in the mouth and the real pretty one?
Debbie. That would be Debbie. Dental assistant.
Debbie comes out and I guess one other woman. I wish I had. You know me with names.
I know. There's Katie, Debbie, mm-hmm. Tammy.
And Kitty.
Kitty.
They all have to end in E.
And right? Nancy. Mm-hmm. Nancy's
and the Hefner Jack. Twins. No, it's so they all come out in the grotto.
And Jackie.
So they all come out.
Crystal.
Several of them. Ginger,
Tiffany.
Savannah came out.
Jenna. Aurora.
Can't make a porn joke without Jenna.
And Asia.
They come out. Carrera. I know the full name. They come out in their little outfits, and they all had tops and jeans, and they were little sparklies here. And I'm feeling,
all right.
Mr. Cool, Mr. Cool. Sure. I didn't make it more than it was. It was a joke, and I said, hey, you guys rock, and I thought that would be the end of it. So I get it. I get in there and they put the thing in my mouth and they replace the crown and they right. suck the saliva out and do what it is. And it's not any drilling, so it's a real. Easy. They just pop off the temporary and put back on the real one. They say, "Does that feel good?" No problem whatsoever.
They like glue it, right? It's
right.
Just
they glue it. But it's always Buzz. I do believe, and I have to say this just to be fair. This is no offense to our good dentist, but
of
it
course.
Is an extraordinarily sexually charged environment.
You've summed it up. That's true.
And I would say that and this dentist controls one side of the office, and the other dentist controls the other side.
Right.
And on the other side, no offense, but it's Sleepland. It is just there. But on Dr. Dana's side, mm-hmm. they're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, the other guy's a Puritan.
The other guy.
He's a Quaker dentist.
He's got the beard, the yes. single beard with no mustache.
Exactly.
Right. And they're cackling, going, "Well, remember that party we had?
Yeah. I just come back from Vegas."
And they're drilling and sucking saliva out and prying like teeth off, and getting rotted teeth pulled. And she's like, "Oh, how about that? Remember that skirt you wore?
I took it on the cruise."
So, I enjoy it to a point. It does get to the point sometimes where the cackling, I'm like, all right, you just take the thing out of my mouth, get me out of the office. But I felt great because it was a short visit, no problem at all.
Right.
And I go out to the front and the receptionist...
Tammy
is lovely. Sitting there, and Tammy is very, very, very attractive.
Yes.
And she's the first one I think I saw that was wearing, I hope, if I got the names wrong,
I think you're right. You're right all the way around.
You know why it's a hell of a, because they're a coven. They're a coven of witches.
A lovely
they're
coven.
They're Wiccan priestesses, as far as I'm concerned right now. Every single one of those goddamn people.
I say, take me.
See, they've got you. They've got their hooks into you.
I like witches.
I like to think I'm a little more clear-headed on the matter.
Okay.
They get behind the pot, the boiling bubble trouble, all that.
Now, when you come out, is she still in the sexy top?
Yeah, she's in the sexy top, and they're all just smiling with their... And they all have the perfect choppers.
Yes,
whether they're store-bought or not, or whether he hires them based on their teeth. They all have these perfect, piano key teeth. It's like, thank you! And I walk to the front desk after I come out of the chair, because... I have to either settle an account or I have to schedule my next appointment.
Right.
And she said, "You're all done," which is always a lovely thing to hear at the desk.
Right.
And I talked about Rob's procedure where, Rob is basically going to have a piece of his ear put on his tooth to replace his gum.
They're taking a pinky.
You're going to do that. Rob.
I'll tell you about it.
You're going to go through hell because, you're probably not going to enjoy your procedure as much as mine. And they're going to giggle through it.
Of course.
And you're going to want to kill
them. Thanks for setting the table.
they're going to do something to you now.
Oh my God, they're going to come at me with rotating machetes.
Do any of you guys get the abuse?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
All right.
That's
well,
half the fun.
Shocking. No, that's about one third of the fun.
And I'm probably going to get it more since I'm talking about it. But I get done. She says, "You are all set." And I said, "Oh, great." And I said, "I want to say," and I go into what I call my Joe Cool mode.
I'm the golden boy.
I'm feeling that way. And I said, "Listen, you guys, you're really, really nice to do this. And you all look very sexy in the outfit. Thanks so much." Kind of that wink and point, Hey, thanks so much. You really made me proud. Hey, you did it. Let's make sure we do it next time. And I'm getting ready to leave. Uh-huh. And Tammy says to me, "Oh, one more thing. Yeah. Listen, my sister is a big, big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind signing her birthday card for her?"
Right.
And she produces a birthday card with a mouse at a microphone.
Very
and
cute.
I'm just sitting there. And now... I've not only gotten them to dress sexy, I've got the whole autograph.
Want your signature.
I'm Mr. Super Super Stud. And I say, "Yeah, no problem at all." And I slide the card over to me, and right in front of me is the little container with the pens in it.
Right.
I pull the pen out, and I pull it open, and it explodes.
Bang!
She had a cap in it. And I go, no S, 15 feet in the air. This is like a blasting cap that goes off, and all of a sudden they show seriously, I slide the thing, and it's got, to set this gag up, they had 8 of these pens in, and
a
I could have chosen anyone, and I break the seal on the thing, and the thing just goes
don't break the seal.
The golden bullet.
Was every pen rigged?
Do we have an explosion
every
sound
pen.
Effect? That's what I was kind
every
of
pen in the can was rigged.
It was. They had to have at least 8 pens in the can, and it's always...
Yes, Joe, the one that says explosion.
We're sitting there trying to get Joe to play an explosion,
right.
it's only 8 hours later that...
How it sound?
So I take the pen, I pull it open, and... Bingo! But it was more like a blasting cap.
Yeah.
And it was, and then the organ music came in after that.
And they laughed and laughed.
And I'm trying to be a good sport when I realized that the whole sexy outfit thing, the whole wear this, the whole giggly, has been done to set up this one gag.
It's all misdirection.
And then they come around the corner, the coven, the witches of Eastwick, they slide around the cover, and they're raising their hands in the air, and they're giving each other... They're giving each other the high five. The receptionist at the other dentist's office is going, what a stupid fat ass you are. And that's the whole demeanor of the thing. It's like, fat ass, you thought you were sexy man, saying dress sexy. No, we're just going to hurt your teeth and embarrass you.
I wonder what they'll do to you next time.
Well, next time I'm bringing a weapon.
You should.
I'm going to bring a weapon. And I was so, it was that wonderful feeling of, I'm not all that pissed off, but I'm just embarrassed enough.
Exactly.
Imagine that if I really reacted badly, you know, grabbed one of them by the throat and just, don't you ever do that to me again.
Or if you fell into the sofa in the waiting room crying.
You can't.
No!
You don't know the kind of day I've had.
The fun off.
Don't make fun of me no more.
Now I...
I do my Judy Garland impression too.
I've gotten the shocking book and other things, but they've never gone so far as to go on to live TNT with me.
Yeah, no, I got that. The bottom line is, I will never pick up any writing instrument in that effing office again.
Oh, they have other things.
Circumstances. Well, these people work with pain. What if they really want? You know, this is what's going to happen in this office. It's going to start with the electrocuting pen, the little thing, little joy buzzer thing. But it's not a joy buzzer. This is a battery operated electric charged device that shoots up to your elbow and into your right ball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is serious stuff. And then the cap just went, I mean, it was boom enough to be loud enough. And if I was a 70-year-old man, I might be underground
now.
Well, I think they don't do it to anyone over 50.
They do it to me. And you're right. What are they going to do next? What if it seeps into the actual procedure, you know?
Yeah. Where
they
floating crown?
Hey, Mike.
That's where they draw the line.
You know how we said we were going to fill that number 8? You know how they number teeth so you don't understand what tooth they're talking about? You know, we were supposed to put a little filling, a replacement filling in number 4. We've pulled all your bottom teeth. Have a great day, ass. Stop it. Don't stop it.
It's a fun office, and I would recommend it to other people, except for the fact that they're not taking more patients, you know, for legal reasons.
That's right. Because they're psychotics. But I could say I love them all, but no, they're very dangerous witches.
I think the reason they do that to you is because you were having a painless procedure.
Right. Yeah, right.
If you had something painful, maybe they cut you some slack.
I got electrocuted. If you call, like, digging the hooks, and I always have to take this thing off when I do the lady, when it's like
the scraping,
if you do that, that is not a painless, and that's when she electrocuted me twice and squirted me in the face with her stupid clown kitty pen, or not pen, but the carnation. No, it was a little thing where I had pulled. It was a slot machine.
Can I tell you what they did to me last time? Kitty left the water, the irrigator, in my mouth, and she said, you know, let me know when you're ready for me to take it out. When your mouth gets full of water, I'll take it out, and she didn't. And I was soaked. See? It's fun.
They're fun people.
You know what they did to me last time?
What'd they do?
It was called Around the World.
Oh, that's the one where you were sedated?
Yeah, exactly.
Rob woke up with a cranberry juice and his butt was bleeding.
I had to pay 2 copays.
That's why I go back.
But I'll never go to another dentist, not as long as I live.
We do have to break. We will come back. We've got some news. Liz on the lighter side of entertainment with Mr. Buzz Burbank. And, of course, more of your fabulous Sacramento I Know Sly Stone phone calls coming back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Steinbrenner, sir. There's someone here I'd like you to meet. This is Mr. Costanza. He's one of the applicants.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I wish I could say the same, but I must say, with all due respect, I find it very hard to see the logic behind some of the moves you have made with this fine organization. In the past 20 years, you have caused myself and the city of New York a good deal of distress as we have watched you take our beloved Yankees and reduce them to a laughingstock. All for the glorification of your massive ego.
Hire this man.
The Don and Mike Show. Princes of Peace. Don and Mike.
You can get on the line and get on the air right now at 877-365-3636 or 1-800-636-1067 or locally 202-432-1067. We'd love to talk to you.
We're the best.
Do call. Really,
I was talking to Buzz during the break about our dentist's office, and apparently it is true. He literally has had sex with everybody in that dentist's office.
Including the dentist.
Including the dentist himself.
Dr. Dana? Mm-hmm.
Who's a man, baby.
He's a man?
Very, very interesting. Tomorrow on the
giving
show, when we play Low Budget Jeopardy, we will be giving away We normally don't. I don't have to tease this, but Rob just mentioned what the prize is going to be. We will be giving away an iRobot Roomba vacuum.
Robot?
I have no idea.
Oh, those
what it
are
is.
Fun.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Have you used those in any of your parlor sex games, Buzz?
Well, you could probably. It's a it's a vacuum cleaner that just goes by itself.
That should be.
Yep.
Should be interesting. Also on tomorrow's show, we're going to play.
Buzz has an attachment.
We're going to play a game with our listening audience called Guess Rob's Allergies. And you might think that's not a big deal. Rob, how many total things are you allergic to?
I won't give anything away because I don't want to spoil the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm allergic to everything but two.
It's a new Corvette!
Wow.
A new Corvette. And we're going to get to Buzz with some stuff. I want to give you guys a quiz about Canada because I know you love all
it's
things
It's a new
Canada.
Corvette!
Yes, Rob's allergies. This guy has been waiting online for 1 hour and 26 minutes to talk about my haunted attic. Let's go to... Here we go. And it doesn't... All right. When I'm doing this, we're going to fix this once and for all.
Hit that.
Hit that.
And then hit it.
And then hit that.
How about that?
Okay. I do that every time it jams up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're
going
to go to a Dwayne in Woodbridge, Virginia. You've been waiting for an hour and a half. What can we do for you?
What's up, Dewey?
Yeah, I think I'm asleep.
Yeah, well, what's... this is important if you stayed on the line.
I'm a D.C. police officer,
mm-hmm.
and we had an attic haunting in Southeast D.C.
For those who serve.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, the lady, we found her like 2 days later because we thought she was crazy.
Uh-huh.
And we found her 2 days later, and her head was in the trunk of her car with a note in the mouth.
What'd the note say? Can you say?
Yeah, it said, "I ain't got nobody."
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Shoot him!
I'm going to be in trouble now. Shooting a cop.
They're going to get away if we don't shoot fast.
He waited. Cop killer.
I stand by
not,
it.
Not a real cop.
I think I'll have people come to my defense. That is not a real cop.
No.
I'm encouraging him by laughing at him. Buzz, I know you got some stuff before you do that. I do want you to pay attention to this. Both of
right,
you, we're
yeah.
going to have a little quiz here. Okay?
I like it. I like it.
Every 6 months or so, Canada's Prohibited Importations Unit. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the group that says you can bring this into Canada or you can't.
Right.
They put out a list of tapes, DVDs, and other stuff they find obscene, and they send the list to the Border Patrol.
Not yet.
We don't have to start thinking yet, Joe. Thank you. And that's the first time. Make a note. It is $4.50. It's the first time that I've gotten angry at Joe. Note taken. These are the things they find obscene. They send the list to the Border Patrol. And I guess the Border Patrol checks and
they keep
with cars if they see this coming in.
Do they wear the red coats?
Do you mean the Mounties?
Yeah, is that what I'm thinking of?
I'm calling you.
I think they do. Let's say they do.
For God's sakes, Nell.
The Smoking Gun got their hands on this list. These are the titles. And this is, I'm going to give you guys the quiz here.
Seized at the Border.
These are the ones that they seized at the border. These are the titles of certain DVDs. You tell me whether they are banned or allowed.
All right.
Try to guess which one. Barnyard Bondage 2. Banned or allowed? Rob Spiewak.
Barnyard, I would say banned.
I would say allowed.
Mr. Spiewak?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Rob is correct. Barnyard Bondage 2 is banned, but we can get it in this country, right?
Well, that's good. Just don't try to take it up north.
Next one. Here you go. Ready? Dungeon Play number 3.
Ah.
Banned or allowed?
Buzz?
I'm going to say allowed.
I agree. Allowed.
You are both correct.
Hey.
Dungeon Play number 3
sure.
is allowed. However, I should point out that Dungeon Play number 4 is banned.
Oh, well,
that's
okay.
That's when they added the animals.
Give me...
What?
I hope we can say this. Can we? Hold on. We'll
Let
find out.
It.
Can we say that? I don't even know what it means.
I don't either.
I think it's naughty. Now that I've spotlighted
try
it.
Try it and I'll...
it can't be dirty.
It's not dirty. I've
can
never heard it before.
Can you abbreviate it? Or?
I may be naive.
No.
Give me Gape number 2. Is that banned or allowed? Doesn't that sound like something horrible?
I think it's okay.
Do you know what that means, Joe?
It's horrible. I've seen it.
All right. Give me Gape number 2. Banned or allowed, Rob Spiewak?
I say banned.
I say banned, too, just based on Joe's answer.
All right, but unfortunately, I give it to Rob. He says banned. Buzz, you buzzed in too early. The MC wasn't able to go to you and ask you what you think. It's banned. So
can
give
I make
me
a request?
Gape number 2. Yes.
Can Buzz fill for a moment so Joe can tell us what it means?
Yeah, off the air.
Good idea.
Off the air. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Just go ahead, Buzz.
All right. We've had a term. We apparently in a sexual term that many of us are not familiar with here in the studio. Come up in the course of this Canadian quiz. Only Joe among us seems to know what it means, and he's now filling in Rob and Mike. And apparently they have the answer as soon as they stop laughing.
That should not be allowed.
They will talk to you again.
I don't approve.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's a particular, body part or anything like
that. No,
it's not. It's in a way, the way Joe explained it, it's kind of, it's an exercise of some kind.
Let's move on.
All right, very good. Horny hot dog. Is horny hot dog banned or allowed? Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak is having an aneurysm.
It's allowed. Let me get my inhaler.
Hold on. Buzz Burbank, we're going to you now. Now, Buzz,
I say allowed as well.
You're both wrong. Horny hot dog is banned in Canada. Yep. All right. And here's one of my favorites.
It's not kosher.
Joey Silvera's Service Animals Number 4. Banned or allowed?
Joey Silvera.
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, he's old school, isn't he, Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
I would have
old school. Kicking it old school.
70s.
With his giant fangs.
And his mustache. I'll say banned.
Rob Spiewak says banned. What do you say, Buzz?
Because of the animals, I'll say banned.
You are both wrong. Joey Silvera's Service Animals Number 4 is, in fact, allowed. We got just a few more. My sister... I haven't read these yet. My sister's a sex dwarf. Banned or allowed? Rob Spiewak.
I say allowed.
Buzz?
I say required.
Yes, allowed. You guys are both correct. It is allowed. Ninja Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Kunochi's Dynamic Sex Moves. Ninja Episode 3. Kunochi's
Dynamic.
Dynamic Sex Moves. Banned or allowed, Rob?
I'm going to say banned.
What do you say, Buzz?
Educational. I say allowed.
Rob, you are correct. It is banned.
Thank you.
Some nasty ninja stuff in there.
I only buy stuff that has Joey Silvera.
Oh, here's the mild ones. She-Males in Slave 4. Allowed or banned, Rob?
Got to be allowed.
Buzz.
Allowed.
Allowed is correct. This Little Piggy Went to Porno. Allowed or banned in Canada?
I'm going to say banned.
Banned. Rob Spiewak says banned. Buzz?
I'll say allowed this time.
Buzz is right this time. Little Piggy Went Porno is allowed. They love it up there. You know, it's agricultural.
Canadian bacon.
All right. And here's a lovely one. In fact, it's got a delicate title. I think this is kind of a chick flick. Horse Meat. Banned or allowed? Banned or allowed?
That's a British one, right?
Is it my call?
It's your call.
I say allowed and delicious.
Allowed, a buzz, what do you say?
I say strictly banned.
Banned is incorrect. Horse meat is allowed in Canada. And Tonsil Train 3, Rob, banned or allowed? We only got time for two more.
Woo woo, I'll say allowed.
What do you say, Buzz?
Allowed.
Banned.
Oh.
Of course, you can't go to Canada and watch Tonsil Train 3.
Oh, here it comes.
And finally, and we save the best for last, as always. Uncle You So Big.
All right.
Uncle, you so big. Banned or allowed?
I'm going to lock in my answer and say banned.
Buzz Burbank.
I say banned as well.
You are both wrong. You can go to Toronto and enjoy the Uncle You So Big Film Fest. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Very, very good. So go to Canada. Enjoy those phones.
Sense.
I'm going to the phones.
And my sister, the sex dwarf.
Hello, Rod in Maryland. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Rob.
Hi.
Yes.
Buzz.
Sorry, you ran out of time. Hello, let's take another call right here. Michael in Las Vegas, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes.
This is Mike in Las Vegas. Yeah. I know what your problem is in your attic.
What's that?
You have something much more frightening than ghosts. You have roof rats.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't have any noise up there. I just talked about the stacking of the boxes.
Do rats stack boxes?
Gay rats.
What do you say?
In Las Vegas, they do, yes, because we had two schools closed down here for 2 weeks because of roof rats.
Why wouldn't I see droppings then?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe they're just really sanitary rats.
Yeah, okay. That was a very loud gun. Buzz, what do you got for us over there today?
Wait, there's never a shortage of showbiz news. This is a dream come true. Never mind the Grammys. Barry Manilow has the top-selling album. Would you have guessed that? I should have had you guess that, because you never would have in a million years. He's got the number one album on Billboard, hasn't had such a thing for 29 years.
Why are you putting him down? He's an American legend.
He's been sort of in the back closet for a long time, and now he's out again.
I think he's a genius.
How is the new album, Mike?
I love it. I really do. I've got I downloaded the whole thing onto my iPod.
What's it called again?
I have no idea.
You'd love it. It's the greatest songs of the 50s.
Oh, see? I mean, it's combining the great music of the 50s with the great songster Barry Manilow. cantaloupe. Apparently, Sales caught fire when he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he's a
homo.
He's fantastic. I don't think we need to play that, Joe. That's completely out of line. Well, congratulations,
America's
Barry.
Good taste.
I know that when I was watching Donna, my favorite show, Regis and Kelly Lee, they were playing that today. He was holding that up because he's a big fan. That's in Regis's wheelhouse.
Well, sure.
You know, music of the 50s right. and 40s and Barry Manilow.
He doesn't see Barry as a competitor.
Very, very thrilled about that.
The value of satellite radio just continues to grow daily. And here's another reason you should be glad you're paying $13 a month for radio, if in fact you are.
I'm curious because I really think that most people that get that, if they offer it, right. you get like what? Don't they give you a month or two free when you buy a car?
Yes.
And then people aren't re-upping. Is that what's happening?
That happens a lot, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
That first month isn't free. It costs you $40,000.
To get
the car.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's your value. They've just signed, XM Satellite Radio has just signed Oprah. To the run with Second Bear.
Oh my God! Wait a minute! Joe! Hold it! Stop!
Where is he? He wasn't even near a button.
Audio levels, for God's sake. There's smoke coming out of the right side of my you-know-what.
458.
Jesus Christ!
I didn't play that sound.
Oh,
I didn't hear anything.
God, that didn't bother
me. I'm kidding.
God was a little rich.
Wow, play that again. I mean, that's loud to start.
Hey, stop it now.
Collect myself. What were you talking about?
I was talking about Oprah being on the satellite radio.
Oh, yes.
She's getting like $55 million for a three-year deal.
Really, you get to the point where, really, I know that she's in the news. I know she's got the hot show. I know she had the guy that lied about the book.
Right.
It has seemed to me that, you know, not only is this, we have Oprah in the tub.
Hi, Oprah.
It's so long.
An excerpt from the show.
Now, that you've redeemed yourself, Joe. Let's listen. This is Oprah in the tub. Turn this up. There she is. Stedman's actually washing her back right now, which he still does, even though he's gotten so much older.
He's got the brush.
He's going to get a real good spot here. So let's listen to Oprah. She's enjoying this. Look at her getting nice and clean, nice and scrubbed. I love this tape. I really do. Get it.
Yeah.
So what about Oprah Buzz?
That's the kind of thing you're going to hear every day on the satellite radio if you get the right brand.
Because
she needed
more money, too.
You're right.
Yeah. Really, really important for her to spread her sphere of influence.
$55 million to continue her quest for world domination.
We desperately wanted her for this radio station. She was scheduled to be right after the Jay Severin show.
You know what I actually had the pleasure of reading this week for the first time? I had to peruse an O magazine.
Oh, really? Yeah, like you had to peruse it for the show. Like you don't subscribe.
I was the only magazine in my doctor's office.
Like you don't read all the articles. And I also would like to point out it's nice that we are having him run the board. So that's the rule. That will not get in the way of your eating when you're running the board. Is that correct, Joe?
That's correct.
What are you enjoying, Joe, just out of curiosity?
Barbecue chicken, Mike.
Is it a barbecue chicken sandwich?
Oh, yeah, that's good. And as he says,
He nods. Yeah.
But I did glance over Oprah's opening words in it, and she says, nothing makes her feel better than Mexican hot chocolate.
Mexican hot chocolate.
I think I
had a little of that right before the show.
With chilies in it. It is official. We knew this would happen, but Al Michaels has made the move to NBC.
Mm-hmm.
What you didn't expect, maybe, is the deal that NBC made to get Al Michaels. To get Al Michaels from ABC and ESPN.
You mean NBC made the deal?
Right, NBC.
Okay.
To get him from ABC and ESPN,
right.
the cable network is giving Michaels, or is getting rather, a host of broadcasting rights, including the rights to the Ryder Golf Championships, the expanded Olympic coverage, the expanded playoff coverage.
So they went out
in college sports.
They went out and got special events just for him to do?
Right. They traded broadcast rights to a large degree, and the broadcast rights they traded included a cartoon character. A cartoon character named Oswald the Rabbit that apparently inspired Walt Disney to create Mickey Mouse.
Long time ago.
So he's going to be the voice of Oswald the Rabbit?
No, nothing like that. It's just that NBC and ABC are trading the ownership, Disney ABC trading the ownership rights of Oswald the Rabbit.
I'm excited. You know, everybody's been talking about this, but I know that Don speaks very highly of Tony Kornheiser, and we've known Tony for a very, very long time. And the only thing, I just read a headline. It was like a caption of a picture of Tony Kornheiser that said he's in denial as far as getting the job. And which is funny, just like he's funny. And I hope he does great. I think it's a perfect fit. And
I do too.
I'll be rooting for him. And, you know, Joe Theismann, he's been doing it for a while. And we've met Mike Tirico before, who's also a really good guy.
Very solid and very nice. The only problem is going to be getting Kornheiser to stay awake. Apparently, he goes to bed at like 9:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says he's like a farm animal. He goes to bed at 9, wakes up at 5.
Well, he has that same, you know, they've made the, it's completely unfair to make the comparisons to Howard Cosell, because
right.
Howard Cosell was one in a million.
One of a kind.
Fantastic. But I think that he will bring, I hope he brings that cynicism.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's something happens to these guys. You get funny guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I really think it was Monday Night Football that did it to Dennis Miller. That's right. When he stopped being funny.
And started being Republican.
I really hope they just chuck it out the window and let him be like he is. Don't tell him to change. And go in there and be caustic and do what you do. Because he does that on that Pardon the Interruption show.
And he'll be able to fill in the dead spots when Theismann isn't talking.
Yeah, well, that'll be tough to do.
If you still want her...
All 6 seconds during a 3-hour broadcast.
You still want her, Heather Locklear is back on the market. She's
really?
Ditching
yes.
Richie Sambora, and I can't believe she didn't see this coming. She found out that Richie got emails from a woman who sent Richie provocative pictures of herself.
For some reason, Buzz, I'm suddenly thinking of...
What?
Give me gape number 2 after it was explained.
Heather Locklear.
Did those pictures come from the office of Dr. Dana?
Yeah, yes. It's really, we're unfair as broadcasters to not really share what Joe explained to us, but think baseball bats.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Think about turkey basters. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi are expected to make an announcement soon.
Uh-huh.
The Star tabloid says the 48-year-old Ellen is working on her 33-year-old girlfriend Portia to get artificially inseminated.
Funny moment during the Grammys. She gets credit for it. It didn't go over well with the audience. I don't know if you saw it. I know you're a big Paul McCartney fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Ellen DeGeneres, and she still manages to be funny when she does stuff. She got up to, she was tapped to introduce Paul McCartney.
Right.
And she walks up on stage. And she walks up very quickly, and she says, "Ladies and gentlemen, the next man needs no introduction." And she turns around and walks away. And then you're like, what the hell's going on? And it was Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's good.
That was funny, but it didn't say, you know, the audience at those things
they
was kind of whacked out.
They probably didn't have her mic on.
Sly Stone was out there, you know, with his chin on his chest.
Rob, this is for you. Germany is warning people who are planning to visit for soccer's World Cup in June, don't go there.
Don't go there.
And make Nazi gestures.
Don't make the gesture. Simply buy our products, our chocolate, and our watches, and beer.
It's very good beer. Something bitter?
That beer that they have in Italy.
Please don't make that gesture.
That's right. The gesture is so obscene.
That'll get you in jail. Apparently, they're worried that fans who goose step or do the Hitler Heil maybe mock the German team. They want to make sure everybody knows that using Nazi symbols or actions is illegal in Germany.
He makes it sound like a dance. Do the Hitler Heil.
Yeah, it's not a dance, actually. Oh, come on, we've got to ignore that. Can't we move by? Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah, read your history book. It wasn't a dance.
It's good for 3 years in jail, 5 years if a riot breaks out.
I don't believe in that. It's not the right way to look at Germans. Don't you agree?
I agree. We are good people with their chocolate and their beer and the watch.
We have all the good things. It's time to forgive and forget and move on to other things that we are doing special.
I will make you a deal. If you want to forgive me, I will give you a clock with the bird that jumps out.
The cuckoo.
It's the cuckoo clock.
Yes, it's an cuckoo clock.
At the top of every hour.
So famous for the cuckoo. Thank you, Horst.
Thank you, Klaus.
Klaus and Horst.
Oh, don't go anywhere, my German friends.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, what's the deal with the gay penguins?
The gay penguins. Have we got time for one more of the stories, Buzz?
They have gay penguins in Germany, apparently. They've been trying to get them to mate.
Yeah, of course. That's right, because we don't want all the penguin droppings, although if they bleed.
Not trying to get them to mate with one another. They just want them to reproduce, and they brought in some sexy, seductive Swedish penguins.
Yeah. Penguins, in my humble opinion, overrated.
Oh, no.
Penguins, way too many effing penguins.
Oh,
movies,
penguins are fun.
Cartoon movies about penguins.
Chilly Willy.
The thing Morgan Freeman did. What, the
March of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins. March of
Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
Anyway, they brought in these Swedish seductive penguins, and the guys still aren't mating. They're gay as gay, and the penguins are not changing
their
feathers.
Were the penguins stacked?
Yeah, well, yeah, a little shapeless.
I wish you would not make fun of those penguins. They are as God made them.
All we do is have some people call us Nazis. All we want to do is sell our chocolate with a cuckoo clock.
I sure would like to go to the zoo and look at the bird with the tuxedo on it.
So I'm going to watch the movie. Come over. We're going to see Give Me Gape Number 2. I sure hope this is not going to get me in trouble. But Buzz, it's time for us to take a break.
It is. Let's go.
But the commercials.
Yes, we got the commercials. And then coming up, something very special.
Yes?
There is this American character that comes by and the Don and Mike show occasionally.
Mm-hmm. What does he call himself?
He's a little tot named Charlie.
A tot named Charlie?
Yes, we call this the Charlie interview. Charlie's all excited. He's going to be talking to a man about lobster, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Danke schön.
Thank you, bitte schön. We'll be back after the break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules.
Hey!
They want me. They want me.
Congrats.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me.
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great. Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, f***ing insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show. They shall make the beast with two backs. Mmm. Don and Mike.
Yeah, sir. Chicken a lot. Can always find the Hank drop in, can't he? I don't know what's going on, Hump. All right. Anyway, back at the Don and Mike Show. Let me bring you up to speed. Don Geronimo, not here today. He won't be here tomorrow. He has been in a car accident. Everything is fine. Don was on the air with us earlier.
Yes.
The medical list is 6 stitches to the head.
On
the bald spot. A grade 2 concussion and some bruised ribs. And we were all very happy to hear he wasn't seriously hurt.
Yeah.
He called us earlier in the show. And apparently Ed, his neighbor Ed.
Big Ed.
The military guy is out getting him some medication. So he will be calling us tomorrow, hopefully, to give us an update.
Well, you know who's going to be very disappointed is a guy who comes by once in a while. He's a lot of fun to do an interview.
Who would that be, Rob?
His name is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Jenna! Hi, Rob.
How are you?
I'm good. No, I was thinking about...
Charlie.
Yes.
The microphone.
Over here.
Yo!
Hi, Charlie.
Joe, I'm just my special friend. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine, Charlie. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good.
Are you?
Did you have chicken today?
I did. Barbecued.
Mr. O'Meara got mad, didn't he?
Yeah, but it'll be all right.
I heard him walking down the hallway.
What was he saying?
He said, quote,
yes,
he played another Hank drop-in. Fired his ass. Anyway, how are you, Rob?
I'm good, Charlie. It's all...
Hi, boss.
Hi, Charlie.
It's nice to see you.
How's everybody doing today?
We're good.
Well, I'm all right.
You all right? What's the
matter? Yeah, I'm doing fine.
How's your voice?
It's good. Just want to wet the whistle a little
bit. Sure, what are you drinking?
The cold and flu season, you know.
That's right, Charlie.
Water.
Sure.
With a little vodka.
Charlie.
What do you got for me today, Rob?
Well, it's funny. We have a Charlie interview with you today.
Yay!
Charlie.
Do you know what that means?
Mr. Hodges showed me a picture.
Do you understand it?
Ew!
Is it funny?
No!
No, it's not.
It's very bad.
All right, today's Charlie.
Very strange. But I can do it.
You can?
Of course.
Okay,
you know what the words nightmarishly elastic mean? You do? Okay. Today's Charlie interview takes us to Maine.
I was drinking water when you asked me that question.
That's all right.
Because my throat's been a little dry lately.
How come?
I don't know.
Is it the weather?
No, might be. Might be the heater in my house.
Really?
Your house has heat now?
My brother Matthew always turns it up. I like it cold. He likes it hot.
Uh-huh.
He turns it up with a stick in his mouth. He can't move his arms or legs. He just presses it with a stick.
How's he doing?
He's doing bad.
Is he really?
Always
sure.
Cold.
Yeah.
I go in and I turn it right down to 52.
Yeah, and you got blankets for him?
I said, deal with that, gimp.
Oh, Charlie. What the hell, then?
No problem at all.
Okay, today's interview.
Who are we talking to?
Takes us to Maine.
Maine.
Yes, do you know where that is?
It's out west, they say.
Exactly.
Right on.
We'll be talking to a gentleman named Peter Walsh. You know the game you love at the arcade more than any?
The one where you get the claw.
Right, the iron claw machine.
Right. Does he have one?
In his restaurant, he has one with live lobsters.
Oh!
Yes. And if you catch a lobster, he'll cook it and serve it to you.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
I want to talk to him.
All right, let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
You want to use my grown-up voice or my real voice?
You must use your grown-up voice.
Okay, hold on. I'm ready now, Joe.
All right, Joe, is Peter there?
What's his name?
His name is Peter Walsh. Peter, this is Charlie.
Oh, hello, Peter.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, my name's Charlie Strong, Stablock, and, Rob, I don't want to use my grown-up voice. This is too exciting.
Okay, you can be excited then. It's okay.
Peter, you've got a machine where you get lobsters with a claw.
Yeah.
That sounds so much fun. What's the name of your restaurant?
Well, Eight Corners Pizza in Scarborough, Maine.
Oh,
Scarborough. You've got one of those accents like the Gordon's fisherman.
I tell you, I've been here my whole life.
No, I love lobster. I love lobster, but I don't know how to eat it because when I get lobster, Peter, sometimes I'll eat the wrong part, and the wrong part's like hard like rock, and it cuts my mouth up bad.
Well, let me tell you, all you got to do is crack it. It ain't what it's all cracked up to be. It's pretty
Say Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm.
Say park the car.
Can you go park the car for me, please?
He loves
That's
that.
That's great. Tell me about your machine. And do you have whack-a-mole?
What?
You have whack-a-mole, too. You know the thing? Where, that's another one of my favorite games. Where, it's the, Peter, have you ever seen it?
We have hungry, hungry hippos.
You have hungry hippos? Oh, my God, that's the best. Electronic.
Well, listen, I'll tell you about the machine real quick here, Charlie. You want
to
know?
He's not answering me.
He'll be all right, Charlie.
All right, tell me about the machine.
What it does is, you know the old-time arcade games there where you had those stuffed dolls?
What?
You know they had stuffed dolls, the old machines?
No.
Anyway, used to
go ahead.
Go down Old Orchard, down Old Orchard Beach, down in Maine.
I'm not getting it.
And just about everywhere you could 50 cents and get what you wanted to get and take the doll home, get pretty bored doing that all day long.
Like ice cream.
Yeah.
Right.
So now.
Is that like down at the beach?
Yeah. This guy now.
I've been to the beach where they have the boardwalk, like bumper cars, right?
Right.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Peter.
So Joe. From Biddeford, Maine, Joe Zucchero sells lobsters and makes lobster tanks for people worldwide.
Right.
Came up with the idea, hey, let's put the lobsters in a tank and try to catch one. I can make them and I can sell lobsters, so let's just do it.
Are they alive?
Oh, yeah, they're alive.
They're really alive, Peter, when you put them in the machine.
They're in the machine alive and we feed them shrimp twice a week.
Hey, Peter, you know when I'm at the beach?
Yeah.
You know when I go in the water? You know how you go in the water?
I don't know how you go in.
Yes, you go in the water. Jellyfish don't sting me.
What?
I've never been stung.
Never?
I was in a whole bunch of them once, and I never got stung.
You play with them?
But I bet a lobster bite would hurt, wouldn't it?
Oh, no. What they're going to do with me is, I'm thinking about it because everybody's happy about this machine.
Tell me about the machine.
My head is just big enough to get inside that machine in my skivvies.
Your skivvies are... Your skivvies is like your underwear.
Right.
Yeah.
How many lobsters can you put in your machine?
Right now we got about 16 of them.
What do you serve at your restaurant?
Pizza.
Oh, my God. You know, that's my favorite food.
And I got the best lobster rolls ever.
Oh, my gosh. What's that?
I take the roll and I grill it on the grill.
What's a lobster roll?
Lobster roll. Lobster roll. You take a nice Italian roll. You take that Italian roll. You grill it on the grill.
Yeah.
You put a bed of lettuce in the roll.
Okay.
The salt and pepper, and you put the lobster on the top.
Ooh, you like the whole thing with the shell?
Oh no, just lobster meat and mayonnaise.
Oh, I like mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise on bologna.
Mayo.
Do you have bologna sandwiches?
I love bologna sandwiches.
So do I, Peter. You're a good guy. What's the name of your restaurant?
Lots of pepper.
I'll give you a free plug. What's the name of your restaurant?
Eight Corners Pizza in Scarborough, Maine.
Eight Corners Pizza
with a C
in Scarborough, Maine. How far is that away from Portland?
10 minutes.
Hey, guess what, Peter?
Yeah.
We're on Portland.
That's
Rob, what station are we on there?
I'll tell you in a second, Joe.
It's WZAN.
That's right, 980 AM, I think.
970 AM, I think. Rob's going to check right now, Peter.
One of those.
Charlie, you've got such a good ear for numbers.
I know. I might have family up there. So the machine has a claw, and you put how many lobsters in the machine?
We got about 16, like I said, and you can catch a lobster. You got 30 seconds to catch them.
Are they easy or are they hard to catch?
No, they're not. Once you practice, you'll get it. I can get one every time I play.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect. Any lobsters weigh over 20 pounds?
Oh, no, we got 2-pound lobsters, pound a quarter, pound a half.
Do you put any other fish in, like redfish or cod?
No fish in. Just feed them shrimp. Are
the shrimp alive or dead?
I think they're like half and half.
You know you'd save a lot of money if you put in, you know what you should put in there?
What?
Sardines. Because they're really small,
hard
right?
To pick up.
No. What was it again?
You put sardines in there, and then the people can't get them with a claw, and they'll spend all their money all day long, and they'll never win.
It's too greasy. Them sardines are too slippery.
Say sardines again.
Sardines.
I love this guy. The name of the restaurant is called Eight Triangles.
Yeah.
Who's the lady?
I never forget the day this woman called me out. She's from Gore, Maine. It's only about
put the lady on the phone. Put the lady on the phone. Put the lady on the phone.
Now, Charlie, be careful. Be nice to her.
Please put the lady on the phone.
I want a minute. She called me from Gore, right? And she says, Peter, she says, I've never been down there to get a pizza before. And I said, well, you haven't. I said, you're only about 20 minutes away.
Yeah, come on down, right?
Come on down. She says,
sure.
Well, I want to get there. And
I, come on down and have some pizza.
I'm down 114.
Tell me of the
right
pizza.
There. Once you get down past Shaw's.
Uh-huh. Tell me of the pizza you make.
You'll be looking right at us. And she goes, well, what corner are you on?
Peter.
All of them.
Tell me about your pizza.
We got all kinds of pizza. Our pizza's the best pepperoni pizza. Ever.
Oh, I love pepperoni. Mm-hmm.
I actually got a song I sing while you're in there. So.
Sing the song. 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 Sing the song.
I'm going to sing it. Ready? Pepperoni, 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 pepperoni.
He loves it.
That's the best song I've ever heard in the world.
Charlie, can you sing that song?
Yeah. Pepperoni, 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 pepperoni pizza. I can't wait.
You got it.
You know, I really like this interview. This might be my favorite one ever.
Really?
Yes, because I like pizza.
Yes.
And I like the game with the claw.
Yes.
And I want to go up and play it. How much does it cost?
$2.
What?
Just $2.
Yeah. Jesus.
Charlie.
Whoa, Nelly. $2? Peter, I gotta work hard for $2. Jeez Louise. Wow. What a ripoff.
No, Charlie.
That's a very good price.
What?
I think it's a good price.
Yeah, it's a good price?
What's the market price for the lobster?
What's the market price for, what does that mean?
Right now, the going price up here in Maine is probably about $9.85, $9.50 somewhere right now.
So it saves you $8.
So it saves you. How many get caught a week?
We gave away 4 of them on Monday.
4 on one day?
Oh, no.
The whole tray. The whole tray of lobsters.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is fun. Now, here's a real important question, Peter.
I'm ready.
At your restaurant, which is the 8 Corner... What?
Pizza.
What? 8 Corners Pizza.
Right.
Yes.
Do... do...
Yes.
You, real important now, serve ice cream.
We sell... some ice cream in the freezer, Klondike bars and stuff.
That's okay. You passed the test.
That counts.
You passed the test.
Klondike.
But those lobsters, you're using your ass. Wow. You're a generous man, Peter.
I thank you.
I love you and I love Maine. Can you say I love you, Charlie?
I love you, Charlie.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Oh, my God, you're the man. I got to use my grown-up voice now, okay, Peter?
Anytime you want to stop up here in Scarborough, you're more than welcome to come in, Charlie, and we'll get you a lobster.
He'll be in.
We'd like to thank Peter from the Eight Corners Market, Peter Walsh, who gives away lobsters with a claw machine, okay? Thank you, Peter.
Peter, before you go, can I request that you and Charlie sing the pepperoni song together?
Yeah. Let's sing it together, okay?
I tell my kids, I sing it to them, and then I say, it isn't that hard to sing.
Okay.
You ready?
One, two, three. Pepperoni, pepperoni. You're killing me with that. You are killing me with that. Do you have skee ball?
No skee ball. That's down the Old Orchard Beach.
Okay, Old Orchard Beach. Thank you, Peter Walsh. You're a good man.
Talk to you later.
I love you, Peter Walsh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's great.
Christ, what a good guy.
Charlie.
Jesus. What an MF-er.
You like
no, it? I mean it, Buzz. Really?
I know.
Buzz.
Yes.
I really mean it.
I know you really mean it, Charlie. You liked it.
I do, Buzz.
I know.
I mean it.
I know you do.
For real.
I know.
Here's a question
oh my
I have,
God,
Charlie.
That's fantastic.
Is Peter your favorite restaurateur?
Oh, my God. What's the name of the place? I wish I could go, but it's far away, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, very far away.
Too far to fly. Oh, my God.
You can fly.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't like going on a plane.
Eight How do you corners. Travel?
No, I basically walk.
You can still make it.
I walk everywhere I go. I've walked to Canada before.
Where do you live?
I live out in Hyattsville.
But that's like 30 miles. How do you get here?
It takes a long time.
I guess it does.
You've seen Forrest Gump. Ass.
I have.
Run, Charlie, run.
I'm having fun. I want to take some calls.
You do?
You should.
If you'd like to call Charlie,
yes.
Call 877-365-3636.
That's right.
How did I do?
You did very well, Charlie.
Remember.
Next time, if you want, I've got a tape.
I'm going to Gate, Canada.
No, you're not.
You
gonna have to walk.
That picture was bad.
Charlie.
That picture was bad, Joe.
The computer is full of images like that.
Hello, this is the Charlie Stuang Double X Show. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Tom!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Hello, Tom.
No, it's the other Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Tom, use your real voice. Stop it. Stop it, Tom.
Charlie?
Tom, I'm gonna shoot you with the gun if you don't use your real voice.
It's my real voice.
No, it's not. One.
Not.
Two.
Three.
When he does that, makes me so mad. God.
Well, Charlie, you always get upset because he always talks down to you.
Hello, Charlie Show, you're on the air.
Charlie.
Hello.
Hey, you want to hang out? I'll meet you down the street at McDonald's.
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay.
Bye. I love taking these calls.
That's fun.
Hello, Charlie Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Charlie.
I'm right here. This sounds like Joe. Hello, Joe. Is this Joe making a funny call?
No.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Charlie Show.
Charlie Show.
It's out of control, crazy.
You're doing a good job on the phone,
Charlie. Hello, you're on the air.
Charlie, how do you spell your name?
C-H-A-R-L-Y.
Right.
Then the end part is Stuang Stabilek. S-T-U-A-N-G. S-T-A-B-A-L-A-C. Stuang Stabilek.
You did a good job.
Very nice.
Wow.
Wow's right, ass. That's you, the phone, Adam. This is great. We got to take a commercial break.
Do you have a phone at your apartment?
Don't got no phone.
Nothing?
Got a TV.
Uh-huh.
Not hooked up to no cable.
Uh-oh.
Hooked up to a VCR. No, the old one, the small one.
The beta?
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still got plenty of movies.
Do you tape things off
on
TV?
On Golden Pond.
Yes.
You love that.
On Golden Pond.
What else?
What's the other one I got? On Golden Pond and, I know where it is. Tank.
Tank.
Tank. How many times have you seen it?
Tank.
How many times have you seen James Gunn?
On Golden Pond, Tank, and Canada Gate 2. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe. It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Always frustrating to me when we get a million phone calls, like on that Sly Stone thing that we were talking about earlier on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And Sacramento just goes mental and calls us 500 times, and we still have no answers about what the deal was. I mean, I know he did drugs. Mm-hmm. I know that the only lady that called and said looked like his fingers were amputated. It still is killing me not to know whether the guy really is homeless and they
right.
couldn't find him, or whether he's really making a lot of money, whether the reason he was in the shape he's in is because of the drugs, or whether he has some affliction that nobody knows about. What I do know is nobody that was calling, either on air or off air, was able to tell me anything about Sly Stone of the Grammys last night.
Here's what we know, is that he's a man who, for some reason or other, is not doing as well as he might. And that's when Sacramento gets excited.
Yes, and then even
kick
without
him while he's down,
even without the information, and we didn't even do the dance. Now, the one thing I also know is that we've got a wonderful Craig Wilson here today,
and
everybody loves to talk with a lisp. It's always very, very exciting. And of course, Don, as I mentioned before, is recovering. Got a little auto accident, not a little one, because he went to the hospital, had a concussion and some stitches,
he'll
be back on Monday. And Rob will be sliding into into my role.
I relish the opportunity.
So right now, Mr. Artinger is finishing up his. Did you find the right music for that, or have you lost it? You can tell me if you lost it.
I don't know where it is.
That's kind of like losing it, isn't it?
Didn't I put it out for you?
Isn't that the... That's okay. Yeah, you know, we all deal with those things.
You have to have it before you can lose it.
I have it.
Now you have it? So now you could, technically, you could lose it if you wanted.
Don't lose it now, though, Joe.
But you have it now?
I have it now.
Hold it tight.
Shall we get to it?
Uh-huh.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen.
No, wait.
What?
What?
I don't have it.
Jesus!
It's on a compact disc.
Thought you had
so he's putting it in the machine.
Yes.
Well, now he has lost it.
Damn, I swear to God.
Hold on. 546.
That's what, the third time I've
third
been pissed
time,
off?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the third time I've been legitimately pissed, but not really in that kind of way.
It's going to be in a colored graph in the bottom section of the purple section of USA
color.
Today tomorrow.
How many times I got mad at Joe today? Are we ready, Mr. Arden?
We are.
Drop the needle.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's please, gives me pleasure, you see, the final word with Craig Wilson.
A Valentine to Ethiopia. And to life in the USA.
Have you ever done this before?
Sounds nice.
Never have.
You haven't.
This will be fun.
It'll be fine.
Thanks for the vote of support.
No, I'm not. It's just hearing it from you. Here we go.
Don't look at me with your mouth agape.
Valentine's Day is almost a week away. So there's still time to prepare. Candy, roses, dental floss.
What?
Whatever it is that turns your sweetie on, go out and get it now. We all know the fury of a Valentine forgotten.
I'm going to be in rural Ethiopia on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect I'll escape most of Cupid's arrows this year.
No heart-shaped boxes of chocolate. No flowers. No nothing. I doubt many Ethiopians worry about whether a loved one will forget them or not. They're too busy just surviving.
My partner, Jack.
Lucky, beginner's luck.
Who was a Peace Corps volunteer in Ethiopia 37 years ago, says I don't have a clue about what I'm getting myself into. Maybe I don't, but I'm game.
We're traveling back to the village where he taught.
Yeah, I bet.
He suspects that between wars, famines, AIDS, and a life expectancy of around 40, most of the kids in his classes are long dead.
Still... He's taking along photos that show him standing in front of his earthen house in 1969 to prove that he actually lived there. There's also a photograph of him in front of the school with his class. One pink Irish-American face. Peeking out from a sea of beautiful Ethiopian children.
He doubts things have changed much. Electricity now, maybe. A new building or two. But not much more. Time has a way of standing still in such places. Roosters will wake us in the morning, he says. Come with me, Craig.
Is that some sort of code?
Yes.
My only hope is that the young woman who cooked and cleaned for him and his housemate, another Peace Corps volunteer, might still be alive and in the village.
You're getting them all today. He remembers her as the character of the First Order. Oh, it's a her.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Who wanted to learn everything American but would fly off the handle in America? When they didn't do what she said.
What a Valentine's gift that would be, to be greeted once again with Otto Jack. That means Mr. Jack. We'll see.
There was a story in the Washington Post just a few weeks ago about how two cheetah cubs had been rescued from a life of fighting each other. They were public entertainment outside an Ethiopian cafe. They're now being raised on the grounds of King of Kings, Haile Selassie's old presidential palace in Addis Ababa.
Where?
Addis Ababa.
Though most everyone was quoted agreed that it was nice that these animals were saved, the story went on to say that most Ethiopians thought the country was facing far bigger challenges than the extinction of its wildlife. Poverty, starvation, war.
Life in Ethiopia is far too basic even to think about the extras. Two baby cheetahs are extras.
I understand that traveling to Ethiopia is an extreme way to gain perspective.
And I don't want to sound like my dad... He used to say, like most dads of his era, the kids are starving in Africa, eat your dinner.
But I think that this Valentine's Day will be more special than most. It'll be enough just to know a handful of people love me, and that I've never gone to bed hungry, and that I'm blessed to be on such an adventure.
No heart-shaped box of chocolates needed this time around.
Touching.
The final word.
Congratulations, Rob. Welcome to the fold. You actually read it, Craig Wilson. How's it feel?
dirty.
You got, oh God. You got my partner, Jack. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Brian from Sacramento. You, I hope really that someone has information on Sly Stone.
I guarantee you this will be a great call.
All right. Go ahead, Brian.
Promise.
I do, Mike. I do.
Yes, now, you do. Now, what's the, first of all, hold on. Wait. What's the matter with your phone?
Nothing. Hello?
All right.
Much better.
Go ahead.
Better?
Yes, Brian.
Okay. First of all, he has osteoporosis. That's the...
Thank you.
Name.
You know what? Thank you. I'm going to give you a round of applause. He's got osteoporosis, Brian.
Okay. His hand, he was in a motorcycle accident about 2 weeks ago.
This is fantastic. This is more information than I got during the entire first segment, and we took, seriously, on the air, we took 10 to 15 calls about Sly.
Where were you, buddy? We could have used you.
I called in, but you shot me before I could.
But he was in a motorcycle accident. My question would be, how could he be riding a motorcycle?
I don't know how he was riding a motorcycle, but his
finger should see the helmet.
Are you serious that he was really, that's how he got his hand banged up, he was riding a motorcycle?
Yeah, his finger was amputated, but they sewed it back on. It was messed up. So they amputated it and then sewed it back on.
You know, I've got my crap detector on because this is Sacramento. And I think, where did you get your information from, Brian?
I got this information from a member of Sly and the Family Stone.
Everybody knows them.
How many people, does he hang out in Sacramento? Is that what happens?
Well, a couple of them live up here.
Okay, all right. So he basically has osteoarthritis.
Osteoporosis. Yes.
Osteoporosis.
Wouldn't that prevent him from riding a motorcycle? You're a cyclist.
Well, he's getting better. He's been through physical therapy, so he's getting better. So.
All right. So that's why, and he had a finger amputated. Is that right?
Why do they cut off a finger to reattach it?
It was damaged in the accident, so they had to cut it off and then reattach it.
I hate to make this an episode of Quincy, but I'm not buying it.
I don't know. It just seems a little strange. The way he looked on the Grammys last night and the idea of him actually performing the way he performed, it seems to see him on a motorcycle would be a stretch. But
yeah.
I also believe this guy, but I'd love it if he got it like out of a newspaper.
Well, I have a number for the original sax player, Jerry Martini. He was there.
Right.
Last night.
Okay.
I have his phone number if you want to verify it.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. I mean, I kind of believe you, so we'll put you on hold and see what's going on.
He was calling me all morning, that sax player.
Let's take a call from Mike in Maryland. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rob. How's it going?
How are you?
I just want to know if you guys aren't too tied up this weekend, if you two could possibly meet me at the Donut Farm on Saturday.
The Donut Farm.
What is that? O'Donnell's Donut Farm.
The Donut Farm. Yeah, we'll see you there. Looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
What's in season?
Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the one thing about the Grammys that I remembered besides the Sly Stone appearance was the fact that it was good to see Paul McCartney come out there. Paul McCartney looked fantastic. It was a funny intro that he did. I enjoyed most of the Grammys. But the whole problem with those shows, when they make them too big, when there's too much going on.
3.5 hours.
It was just too many CFs and just too much of the three-ring circus.
How long did you stay with it?
I was in and out. I was in and out all night long.
Hey!
So to speak.
But what I read is that they really couldn't keep, there was lots of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Mics were off when they should have been on when they should have been off, that technically it was a disaster.
Well, it was difficult to watch, but now we know. I'm going to go on what he says. That's Brian from Sacramento. That now we have the answer that we were waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Amputated finger, sewn back on with a motorcycle accident. How he rode a motorcycle. Well, that's why he probably got in the accident, because
sure.
He shouldn't have been on a motorcycle.
Yeah, well,
maybe he was in a sidecar.
All right, well, we're going to do it. Now, what is he doing in the back?
He's
just
pulling,
out of curiosity.
He's getting the traffic. He's coordinating with the traffic lady.
Oh, that's wonderful, because, you know, we are going early to Buzz this evening.
That's right.
We're doing.
I'm sure he's prepared for that.
It's all part of the job.
Any moment. Start the music.
Always. Keep me on that schedule. But anyway, it always works well. It is time to go to Buzzy. Now, Buzzy, we shortchanged you, and because Don's not here, we're going to give you extra time this evening.
Oh, I've got stuff.
I don't want to say that there's pressure on you with extra time.
I feel no pressure.
But we're actually going to do 3 hours of news tonight.
I'm ready.
Should be a lot of fun.
Is this the news from yesterday?
This is the news that he was going to give us yesterday.
100%.
He gave it to
fresh.
Us rapid fire, but...
Well, let's hurry up and get through it so we can get to the new stuff.
But it's still fresh, right?
Yeah, this stuff is all new today.
This is
every single item is new.
Fresh.
I'll let you know if I use leftovers.
In a world where owning a radio was...
You going to get the chart out again?
One man
up to you.
On the way.
Jesus Christ.
Good
Mike, I'm
like an ankle weight.
I'm just the statistician.
All right. What do you have for us this evening, Buzzy?
Tonight, now the CIA even wants women's panties. it's hard to have a Winter Olympics without snow, and the trouble with women, where does it start?
Thank you, Buzzy. We'll be back with Buzz and a full news guest.
For news and comment, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Right after this.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Here to repossess your funny bone, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Handsome man, recap news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Back on the Don and Mike Show with a reminder that Don had a nasty car accident today. He will be back on the show on Monday, recuperating right now from a nasty crack on the head where he's got six stitches, also a grade 2 concussion and some bruised ribs, but I think everybody is okay.
Yeah, and not his fault. He wanted us to make that abundantly clear. Not his fault.
He was on some medication when he called us earlier.
I'm not sure.
I think it was an interesting chat that we had, and then tomorrow he said he'll be checking in again to give us an update on that.
Good.
And I hope he takes just as many drugs as he took before he called today.
Me too.
Because it was fun talking to him. I enjoyed that. If you'll notice in the studio, I think things have calmed down as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I am gas free.
Yes.
In fact, some might say I ran out of gas during the last break.
No.
I think I know where it went.
Well, yeah, you were spraying when I came in here before.
No, I went to the men's room earlier.
Oh.
It smelled a lot like the studio at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not all right in there, Joe. I got to be honest with you. Things are not all completely right.
Things that should have gone to the right turned to
the left. Well, I've modified the diet. I have lost 5.5 to 6 pounds.
Good.
Actually, more like 6 pounds. It was, it's going
today, maybe
slowly.
Seven.
It's going slowly, but everything is just fine, like it always is.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just fine. And
no hot peppers.
And it is time for, I'll never eat those again.
I love them.
I'll eat them in the dry form, but I won't eat them in that liquid form where they spoon them out onto your sandwich.
Maybe it was suspect.
It's disgusting.
You want the hot pepper?
Don't care for it. Won't
you
eat it again.
You want to put the spoon on hot pepper?
Don't even look at those again.
Look at my hot pepper, Mr. Man.
Time for Buzz's News, brought to you by eDiamonds.com. This Valentine's Day, give her a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamonds.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com. Or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. And Buzz,
yes. You
know, this is your opportunity, man. We got two complete full segments without any of that pesky interrupting that happens a lot on the show. People complain about it. We're going to give it to you, and you can rock and roll right now.
Oh, man, I'm loaded for bear. But if you have any questions, feel free to shout them out.
I will.
First of all,
people always, tell us that we, we jump in as soon as you start, and you never get a chance to get off the ground. But
I don't know what they're talking about.
But they're talking crazy is what they are most of the time. Because you know that Don and I respect you as a broadcaster.
I have no question about that.
Right.
I'm very pleased to be here.
Amen. Let it fly.
All right, here it is. At first, let me begin.
Most of the time, when people will be interrupting, it's because they...
The lack of respect.
It's like, but it's not in your case.
I don't get that.
It never has been, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
What it is for you is you do the news. We respond to this. We might have a train of thought, but we know you're eventually going to get to everything you've got.
Right.
All right. So and
people can multitask.
And now you've got a little light, a little serious, a lot of your usual hodgepodge.
Oh, we're going to learn so much and possibly have fun in the process.
It's time for you to let it
first,
go.
First, let me explain. It's difficult, if not impossible, to ski over rocks. Mm-hmm. And because of recent temperatures.
I didn't mention to you when you came in today that I'm a fan of that shirt.
Oh, thank you.
It's not as tight as some of the other ones, and I like it a lot.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I like it, too. Because of recent temperatures near 60 degrees, there's no snow in the mountains around Turin,
Italy.
What
we do is we treat you with respect,
right?
You then again pass along to the customer.
That's right.
Like Bernie Streeter's
Arby's
restaurant. I'm kidding. That's a joke. And I'm not going to do it again. I'm not, even though it would be incredibly difficult to resist. My comedic juices are telling me to do this, but no. I'm fine.
You promise?
I'm not. I will not. I will let him read the entire story till the very end.
There'll be other opportunity.
Very good.
It's been near 60 degrees in the mountains.
I like your shirt, too.
Stop it. Rob, stop it. Stop it.
Now, him, no respect.
I know. As a matter of fact, you warm up, but he's putting his headphones on. All right, go ahead.
It has been near 60 degrees in the mountains near Turin, Italy.
No. You have not performed well enough to earn that privilege today with your sandwiches.
And it's unfortunate that it's been so warm in the mountains near the Olympic Village.
It's the global warming that I was talking to Topper Shutt about.
Topper said that's nonsense.
These are the mountains where skiers training for the last 4 years will try to compete in the upcoming Olympics that's been nearly 7 years in the making. Olympic right. planners in Turin were feeling pretty good about themselves 10 days ago.
Pretty good.
That's right.
Pretty good.
They felt good when the mountains got a foot and a half of snow last week, but the unseasonably warm weather since then has melted the snow, leaving rocks and bare patches.
What the hell are they going to do?
I don't know. They're going to make snow. Well, as the ski resorts in this country often say, we're making snow.
Move the Olympic Games to Whitetail.
Thank goodness.
And that's a free plug.
We can set them up by bus. Yeah.
They're a sponsor, aren't they, Joe?
Yeah, they're a sponsor.
You know, Wisp also Wisp. Very good.
Wisp is good, too.
That's right.
Oh, well, oh, now did I screw up and mention the one they advertise?
We love them all.
You just gave me the look that says they might not be an advertiser.
I know.
Wisp is...
They're on the air right now.
Do you do the ads for Wisp?
No, I know nothing about that. I don't ski.
Okay,
I love Wisp.
Wisp.
Wash all my clothes in it.
That's whisk.
What?
Thank you.
Thank goodness this unnaturally warm weather isn't part of some kind of change in global weather patterns. And yet, even some of the Christians who helped elect Bush Jr. are beginning to worry. They've heard the National Weather Service say that January was the warmest month ever recorded in the U.S. They've read the report from NASA that says 2005 was the warmest year ever recorded worldwide. Maybe they've even seen the satellite photos of polar ice caps that are 20% smaller than they were a year ago.
And that's not all, Buzz.
Some Christians can read. And now,
what is that supposed to mean? I'm a man of God.
I'm giving some credit here, some props.
Say it all the time. God!
Now, they only read it if it's in calligraphy.
Said it a couple of times today looking at Joe. God!
And now, a coalition of 86 evangelical leaders are urging Congress to help companies cut their carbon dioxide output. That's the biggest cause of the climate change, they believe.
Penn Jillette's part of that group.
It's something that Republican John McCain and...
He's an atheist, you know, Rob.
Yes, he is.
Well, he says that a few times on his show.
No, he yells it.
He's mentioned
it.
I'm an atheist!
That's a very good impression.
I was an atheist at the Lance Burton show!
They're similar in stature.
This is something that Republican John McCain and Democrat Joe Lieberman have been trying to accomplish for 3 years now, getting the government to help companies cut the carbon dioxide emissions.
Well, it's very important, and as I said, when I drive my Prius, my Paisley Prius that I'm driving around
right now. Oh, you got the Paisley upgrade?
Got the Paisley upgrade. You paid a little bit more, but I'm figuring, you know, I'm saving the environment. Why don't I treat myself and get the color scheme that I want? Anyone can have a solid colored car.
You're making a
statement. I have one that looks like a tie from the 70s, and I'm damn proud of it.
What's the big idea with carbon dioxide? I mean, doesn't it...
Is it carbon dioxide or monoxide?
No, it's carbon dioxide.
Plants take it and turn it into oxygen, which we breathe.
Factories crank out so much
of it. Now, let me tell you why he just did that. Because he's book learned, you see. He likes to spew that information.
Well,
that's the only reason. That was not for entertainment. That was not for you. That was not for me. That was Rob Spiewak having it's in there, and he wants to get it out, and he wants you to know that it's in there, and now we do.
No, I want him to defend it.
Okay, defend it.
No, I'm not going.
All right.
I'm not going to.
Okay, so I win. Thank you. Gate.
Quoting one,
see, when daddy's away, we all infight.
Quoting one of the Christian leaders in the coalition, however we treat the world, that's how we treat Jesus.
All right, wise guy.
So and you're saying those guys that got the guys elected to do the thing got
some
the
conservative,
thing.
Evangelical, Christian leaders in this country are saying, hey, maybe there's a problem here, and maybe we should support the legislation by McCain and Lieberman and try to cut the emissions.
Oh, well, I say this. I say what I say during every debate now.
What's that?
Whatever.
Good for you.
Remember last weekend when you were out planting the trees?
It was, well, in my own yard.
Yes, and on your strip of adopted highway.
It was, well, you know, that's the only way the environment's going to come back. And, you know, when you have that Prius, it's a little wide, tough to put that over on the emergency lane.
I like that you put those big tires on it.
You know, I only wish the Prius would come in an amphibian model so that I could go out and stop them whale killers.
I'll be over tomorrow to put the chains on it for the blizzard.
Yes, 12 inches, according to Topper Shut. Major blizzard, the worst blizzard we've gotten in some time.
2 to 12 inches Saturday.
The Topper will bag us tomorrow and won't come on the show if we say that he's calling for a blizzard.
No, he'll be back.
He really said 2 to 12 inches.
2 to 12 inches.
He likes the abuse.
Okay.
Amid laughter darker than a thousand midnights, the head of ExxonMobil says, we'll never be energy independent. Senior VP Stu McGill says the U.S. should stop even trying to become energy independent, and that we will continue to import oil.
Hello. Is this the ugly guy? Is this the guy that's got, like, the hair lip?
No,
the
weird nose. I thought Stu was rather fetching.
Okay. Hello, my name is Stu McGill. How are you?
Italy, where's your gold?
We're never going to be energy independent.
I'll bury it in the backyard.
It's as if he has a vested interest in it or something.
I got all the oil you need, William Wallace.
Now,
turn it into gold.
We're going to Andrea and clear for you.
Let's see if we get what old Stu is saying here. Right. He's saying that the president, in his State of the Union speech, said we're going to do something that we will not be able to do successfully.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like him.
Mm-hmm.
The president set a goal of cutting imports by 75%. Stu says that's not just a bad idea. He says it's impossible.
Well, what is it?
What does everybody care about this? I don't care about any. I don't care about the oil. I don't care about the global. What I care about is my summer vacation being screwed up.
Well,
my
then,
summer vacation in Denmark where I was going to take a cartooning class. Totally messed up now.
Yeah.
Bunch of BS. They make the best cartoons. I heard that over there. Now look what's happening.
Not like live action moving
ones. I mean, a cartoon. It's World War III. My whole summer's blown.
You would think.
Bastards.
This will be the 10th year you're headed to Denmark?
Just interrupted Buzz.
I didn't mean to.
No, it was an accident. If you're like us, you'll miss the culinary treat that was airline food, and it ain't coming back anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
While the oil companies rake in record profits, one of their biggest customers, the airlines, are struggling to survive. American and Delta figure they can squeeze in 4 extra seats if they take out the rear galley.
Yeah, which means you're not going to have food. Well, but it doesn't matter. They're not going to have food anyway.
Well, that's the kitchenette in the back of the plane, once the origin of the finest cuisine. Now just a place to get to know flight attendants.
You know what?
You want to go...
This is crap. We're going to stop this.
Yes.
We're just going to stop this.
You don't want to go to your happy place. You go to your happy place if they take out the bathrooms in the back to put more seats.
That's next. Americans ripping out the galley so they can haul more cattle and make up for the $34 million in losses. Delta's expected to do the same thing this summer.
I took a flight on Independence Air. Our good friends at the late Independence Air.
Was this the flight to Denmark?
The airline that went bankrupt after we gave away all of their flights.
Yes.
The thing is, went out to Vegas, and they better not take the bathrooms out. I was sat in the very last row. Mm-hmm. I forgot whether it was 23 or 26.
That's fine.
The very last row of one of those jets. And when you fly 5 hours to somewhere, and you were in the last row, it is without question. You think this studio was bad today, Joe? You think that bathroom was bad today? I swear to God, it was the worst experience I've ever had.
And
they are not changing their name to Gape Airways.
It's the smoothest flight in the back of the plane, isn't it?
To Joe Archer Airlines.
The forward galleys will remain open so they can serve hot meals to Larry King and
free
other
movies.
First class passengers.
Okay.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job now that you're out of the government. Mike Brown, the head of FEMA, when the government flubbed its response to Hurricane Katrina, says he's ready to tell all about the White House's role in the flood.
Yeah. You know,
it's time for us to strike a blow for justice.
That's right.
What, do you look at me like he plays stuff like randomly?
Yeah, and I
does.
I don't know.
I like
I don't
it.
Know.
He's
I
over it, there grinning.
I thought it fit.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah,
for Joe, it's a video game.
You know how you always say, what, troubled rocker Tommy Lee?
Right.
What are some of your other ones that you have?
Let's see. A portly pepper pot, Monica Lewinsky.
Perfect. You know, you got to name that Mike Brown guy.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Noted ass
Mike Brown.
Thank you.
He says the only thing that'll keep him from talking is if the White House forbids him from talking and promises to pay his legal bills for not talking.
Mm-hmm.
There are senators dying to hear what Brown has to say.
Brownie. And that is what they called him, too, right?
That's what President Bush called him.
What's the deal with these guys? That's the problem. Yeah. No nicknames. Then they'll be able to do their job. Brownie, Scooter, Zippy, Pinhead.
The problem is...
Seaspray, Oshkosh.
The president loves nicknames because it's simple.
Hey, Brownie! Brownie, how about you? Brownie, want to watch the game with me? Brownie, hey.
Brownie,
Scooter's coming up there. We got chips. Hope I don't choke.
Heck of a job. They've complained that the White House won't answer questions. The senators have complained about the White House not answering questions or releasing documents about the White House's handling of Katrina.
Yeah, you know what? These are wonderful stories, but my house is haunted.
That's right.
I have a ghost in my house that stacked boxes.
Why don't you
Buzz.
Michael Brown to take care of that?
Michael Brown.
Noted ass.
Noted ass.
Come on up in the attic, Brownie.
Hey, Brownie.
As far as these answers that the senators want, well, Brown says he has them, and he says he has the documents, and he says he's willing to share them under the right circumstances.
You know, this is the kind of guy, based on Hurricane Katrina and his response and all the stories about him,
right.
He's the kind of guy, you know, that'll share that stuff that you got to take him out to a real nice restaurant, give him dinner, wine him and dine him, put him up in a luxury hotel,
right?
Because he's a noted ass.
Or we could have Robert Blake take him out to dinner.
Robert Blake.
Are you
segueing into the next story?
No, it just seemed like a good idea since we were going to a restaurant with Mike Brown.
What's the trouble, Buzz?
Noted ass.
Yeah, what is the trouble, Buzz?
No trouble here. Fortunately, we've made big strides cleaning up the corruption on Capitol Hill. Take this boner guy.
He loves it now.
Republican Congressman John Boehner, as he pronounces it, may have pulled a real boner.
Spell that name for us, will you?
That's Boehner.
That is boner.
Absolutely boner.
Mm-hmm. Right. Boehner was swept into the House Majority Leadership post after the sweeping out of the very greasy Tom DeLay.
Mm-hmm.
It was the promise of a new day, the promise of a new corruption-free day. And then we found out the new guy rents an apartment from a lobbyist who just happens to work for causes that Boehner writes laws about.
Boehner, but a lot of people would see it written and they pronounce it Boehner,
looks
right?
Like Boehner.
I've heard the guy speak on the floor of the House.
Uh-huh.
Is he a senator or a congressman?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
he's a senator. He's a Republican congressman.
He's kind of, when he speaks, he's kind of wooden.
Thank you.
Little stiff. Thank you. I'll be here tomorrow.
We have since been assured, since learning about this apartment, we've been assured that it's just a humble basement apartment and that Congressman Boehner pays fair market rent. Nothing to see here, folks. Go back to your home.
Those guys are a bunch of stiffs anyway.
And now that Tom DeLay is out as majority leader, but still in as a congressman.
Now, see, I think what you ought to do with uh-huh. Tom DeLay, just like Brownie.
A name?
I think, what listen, do you like? Yeah, here's what you do. I mean, we know what you do.
What do you like?
Don talks about it all the time. We see your agenda. We see the stepping on the neck. We call it neck stepping when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you advance your agenda that I know is so important to you and to a certain extent important to me.
I know.
Not nearly as much because it's survival, right?
Right.
So what I would like you to do is, I think, to further your agenda with all these bad guys that you like to talk about being bad guys, mm-hmm. give them all those nicknames.
I'll work on
like
that.
Like Tom DeLay.
Names for all of them. I called him Greasy earlier.
How about
How's
this?
That?
I can give one to you. I gave Brownie like, is noted
what,
ass.
What do you like? Noted ass Mike Brown. What
How
do you like for DeLay?
For DeLay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Huh?
Slippery former pesticide. Slippery former exterminator.
Slippery? Well, was he an exterminator?
Joe, not Gape champion.
No, God.
One note, Ardinger.
Jesus, he's like a dog with a piece of meat. He won't let go.
I'm ready, Buzz.
That's shocking that happened there.
So am I. Now that Tom DeLay is out as majority leader, but still in as a congressman, what would be a good job for him?
Oh, this is interesting.
We'll examine that when we come back.
Oh, that's your tease.
Exactly.
And I'm looking forward to hearing that.
You bit every bit.
And I won't interrupt you.
I'll see you then.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also
the Don and Mike Show.
People can show up and see how great it is.
Remember that having their program every day is a luxury. The Don and Mike Show.
You know what I watched?
What's that?
You know, remember that time in band camp?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. I do want to keep mentioning the fact that Don is not here. He will be here on Monday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Had a car accident on the way into work today. He banged his head real good. Had six stitches. And also, where did that come? Did I do that?
No.
Did you do that? Joe?
There's a line like that on the phone.
Should I play with it? All right. Is it off now? What happened? We were all doing so well.
I know.
But Don will be back on Monday, and he hurt his head real bad, and then there was dial tone. And he's got bruised ribs and also a grade 2 concussion.
Yes.
He will have more details for us, but it sounds like there is certainly a tale to tell surrounding that, and it's not necessarily a good one.
He was hit hard enough that he hit his head on the sunroof.
Yeah, we found out literally 1 hour before the show was going to go on the air. We found that out, and we only found it out because Don called Rob from his cell phone, as he said,
his way to get in the ambulance.
I mean, when the cops were there and everything, and then he gave us a little bit of an update, but there is, I'm sure, a lot more to that story.
It wasn't his fault.
Sure. And also, Topper Shut told us that we're going to get 12 inches of snow this weekend.
That's right. They've closed down the Knickerbocker Theater.
But you know what I watched last night?
What was that?
I watched the Feel Good, and I loved it in the theaters. Uh-huh. And it doesn't get the notoriety that it deserves. It is, to me, one of the most inspiring movies I've seen. Saw.
That is a good one.
I didn't see Saw. Yeah, man, it's great. I mean, you like horror movies. I know. Very good. He's not proud of me.
Yeah.
He made a seesaw. Yeah. He made a child's playground joke.
He did. Right.
You would think that the Cheshire Cat grin on his face right now.
I'm pretty proud of that.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Thank you.
Saw, it reminded me of The Sound of Music.
Yeah, I love it. Saw is a great movie.
It really is.
And if you're in a certain kind of mood,
mm-hmm.
the kind of mood that, like, postal workers get in once in a while.
I understand.
I think it helps you.
Are you in that mood?
No, not at all. Not today. But
good
I was last night.
Oh.
Last night it was just because I was dealing with the mommies and the sleepover and all that crap. I was in a foul mood. And if you're in a foul mood, turn that on.
Really?
Turn that in and watch a guy saw his foot off.
Good to know.
Oh, my God. Who needs a drink? Watch that movie.
What about the movie and a drink?
That's even better.
Let's do that.
Time for another full segment of Buzz right now. We will not interrupt you, I promise.
now that Tom DeLay is out as the majority leader, but still in as a congressman.
Now, see, I'm interrupting you,
job,
but
it'd be a good job for
I want to hear this story. I want to hear this story.
I think you do.
Because you teased it, and I was interested.
Because
in
what do you do with a lawmaker who's been indicted on corruption charges? Hey, how about putting him in charge of the committee, or on the committee at least, that's investigating Jack Abramoff? What could possibly effing go wrong?
You're kidding.
To show DeLay...
he said effing.
To show DeLay that the Republican-led Congress is serious about cleaning up corruption, it's appointed the criminally indicted Tom DeLay to a coveted spot on the House Appropriations Committee.
Buzz, I'm going to stop you right here.
Yes,
because
please.
I just want to ask a few questions.
Fair enough.
If you don't mind.
Not at all.
Tom DeLay is out as majority leader.
Slippery former majority leader.
He is, but he's not out as a congressman.
Still very much a congressman until he would be convicted.
Okay, so you can be indicted and just go about your duties as a congressman.
Right.
You just can't hold a leadership post.
Exactly.
But now they're putting him on a committee to investigate.
Right, to investigate corruption.
I think he got on that committee because he had such a handsome mugshot. Did you see it?
He was smiling.
Very handsome.
You know, the one thing you can say about Tom DeLay, if you're going to be arrested, do that at your mugshot. I mean, like, seriously, like it's
proud.
A class picture.
I
right?
know people who have smiled for their mugshot.
Slippery former exterminator.
Maybe people in this room.
So he's on this House Appropriations Committee, but relax, don't worry. It's just the committee that spends your money. It's also the committee that decides how much NASA will spend in DeLay's home district in Texas. Again, what could possibly go wrong?
Why is Rob Spiewak smiling for his mugshot?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Just to get inside that head.
This is really great.
By the way, on Abramoff, the White House has been saying the president barely knows the indicted lobbyist with another unfortunate name, Jack Abramoff.
I have had my picture taken with thousands of people. There is no way. You see, people just want to make a big deal out of a picture.
Barely knows him. White House won't say anything beyond that. And yet Abramoff says the president had him up to the ranch in Crawford and knows his kids' names and jokes about them. Abramoff says he's hung out a lot with the president's right-hand man, Karl Rove.
Yes, he has.
Oh, Karl.
But there's no need to indict him due to his association with me.
Who are you?
I'm Karl Rove.
Now, Buzz, didn't at one point, didn't the president say he didn't know him at all? Now he just knows him a little bit?
He said, He said, I've met him, but I don't know him.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the story they've been sticking to.
I know. Him.
Who are you?
I'm Karl Rove.
Investigation into who in the government was influenced by the indicted lobbyist has led to the White House. Abramoff says he's been with the president at least a dozen times. At his recent press conference, the president said, quote, I don't know him. Perhaps he was quoting the Bible.
I'm Karl Rove. And someone played the fart, fart, fart sound effect. That's normally an evil sound. Yes, an evil sound.
Like
fart. Fart, fart, fart.
But someone's eating a sandwich.
Bush said he didn't remember meeting Jack. Abramoff says Bush's keen memory was one of his best qualities.
I have a keen memory.
Those of you who don't seem to mind the government reading your email and listening to your phone calls probably will draw the line here.
Yeah, you're tweaking it up, man. Now, you're getting into overdrive, right?
Yeah.
You're just working it up.
Oh,
right
we're
now.
Just getting started.
Okay.
You may draw the line at the government taking your underpants. Here in the D.C. area, a rogue CIA employee, acting on his own or perhaps working for others, has been caught stealing women's panties.
Just wanted to take these for evidence.
They found about 1,000 pairs in his home, along with cash, jewelry, antiques, and license plates he'd also taken from people's homes in a rash of burglaries.
Put those guns down. I'm working for the government.
And in,
the man pee?
In his 17 alleged burglaries, he couldn't resist the panties. His mistake? He kept hitting the same suburban neighborhood. The neighborhood watch was up, and that's more than any CIA employee is trained to handle.
Tracy, you're going to want to marry me someday. Come on up and take a look at these panties. I collected them during my days with the CIA.
I got 8,000 pairs of panties and a coffee grinder from 1840.
Joe. If it weren't for the Patriot Act, who knows what that 80-year-old nun would have gotten away with. The main bank account of the Holy Name Monastery in St. Leo, Florida, has been frozen in the name of the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, checks from a place that's been around for 116 years started bouncing. Quoting the monastery's business manager, Sister Jean Abbott.
Oh, baby. If
it can happen to us, she says it can happen to anybody. Nobody's
Sister Jean. She's 80?
Quoting her, yes.
An 80-year-old nun. Baby!
Oh!
Quoting her, nobody is safe from really ridiculous scrutiny.
Sister Gabe.
Do we have that saxophone music? Because now I'm just going to ask for different music. You know, since it's not being grabbed and played, because Don brilliantly does that on the show, I just, you were mentioning, what's the name of the nun?
Well, let me tell you, the sisters say they'll be in touch with their congressman over this. Nobody blows off a nun, so they'll be listening. And this, we're quoting again here, the monastery's business manager, 80-year-old Sister Jean Abbott.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Abbott!
Hey, Abbott!
Baby!
Stop. Hey, we're getting it. We're getting it. I'm communicating, much like Coco the Gorilla, I'm communicating with a violent series of hand gestures to Joe, and this is going to work.
If Tom DeLay still needs a job, does he know how to run a board?
I don't know, but how about the sexy saxophone music?
Hey.
And no.
Oh, man, look
at
that.
Isn't this fun?
That's
that
impressive.
Is. Yeah, it's been done in years from radio.
But, people must...
Whatever.
People must really want kids because they keep having them, no matter how depressing it might be. Mm. A new study says parents are more depressed than adults without children, and that it gets even worse once the kids leave home.
Oh, you love this story, don't you?
The Florida State...
You love this story because you're barren.
The Florida State study says it's because parents have more to worry about, and that they continue to worry about the kids even long after the kids have moved out.
You worry about your cats?
Of course I do.
I'm sure people with pets worry about them.
That's really just Florida parents.
This is him preaching from the mountain again.
Uh-huh.
Superior buzz.
I stopped listening 10 minutes
Looking
ago.
Down on all of us. Yes, sir. I'm not depressed that I have to make 30 phone calls and I'm going to be looking at two little faces and said, why couldn't we have the sleepover because daddy's a wimp and it was going to snow and we're in trouble. Why is daddy in a bad mood? Why is daddy drinking out of that bottle?
And then daddy says, go play outside. It's 50 degrees.
Yeah,
sunny.
No problem at all, kids.
13.
Let's go to another one of those animated features.
13,000 people were studied, not a single case, did a parent have less stress than a non-parent?
You know, I have to say something about my daughters, and mm-hmm. I don't say it very often. I love them more than I love my own life.
Course.
And my daughters literally know that now, and as they get older, they play me like
that.
A cello. It is amazing. And I know that I just hope that it's diffused before I see them tomorrow evening, mm-hmm. because I'm racked with guilt over
mm-hmm.
the whole sleepover.
There you go.
And if we don't get snow on Saturday, I'm going to feel like crap all weekend.
That's the stress. That's the stress
well,
I'm talking
true.
About here.
You're right.
Now,
there's a way you can correct that. When you go home and to them, just yell at them for no reason.
Rob, I'm not implementing your strategy.
It works for me.
Rob Bellows.
On the plus side, the study also found that the parents of young children have more confidence than the rest of us. But, of course, that passes.
So, you know, you're right, though, because you have them when they're young. And
right.
They're
fun. And
they're a lot of fun.
Silly.
And they're kind of cute. And then they
right.
turn into teenagers. I've been warned about that. I'm prepared for that. I am prepared to implement my own personal strategy, which will be doing the damage to my brain due to too much alcohol that'll make me forget all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rosie.
When it comes to parenting, one Florida State researcher said, and I quote, people should really think about whether they want to do this, end quote.
See, that's foolish.
I have thought about
it. It's the reason we're here.
I've thought and thought about it.
You've thought of it. You've done it. It's just, you know, not with your particular wife right now, but they're all over the country.
That's right.
You furthered your seed.
Now,
boy on 2.5 men?
That's Buzz's.
That's Buzz's boy.
Sings like a bird.
I'm so proud of him.
Sings like an angel.
He's a good boy.
Men.
That's just exactly how it goes. When this all began, I don't know, like an hour or two ago, I said, the trouble with women, where does it start?
Yeah.
We'll examine that when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz. I just pointed at you, Joe. I just violently pointed at you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
My microphone is now on. Yes, yes.
Well,
it wasn't turned on before.
Oh, gosh, I hate to interrupt.
Yes, yeah. Don't interrupt.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating. And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They love to make pudding. Don and Mike.
So true.
Mr. Ottinger.
Yes.
All A's today.
.00.
Straight A's.
That's what we do, make pudding.
We got to get out of here, but I do want to remind you, tomorrow, of course, the Friday favorite, along with an update on Don and the car accident, how he's doing, and who knows, I'll give you an update on my haunting in my house. I'm going back up there tonight.
Don't go.
The haunting.
I'm going to sleep up there.
Take a camera. Take a couple of infrared pictures.
And say hi to Mrs. Bates for me.
I certainly will. Let's get out of here. It's time for our last segment of news with a buzz.
Finally, I saw a book title today, Men Are Pigs, But We Love Bacon. That said, a word about the mixed signals between the sexes. In Boston, A stripper looks at 40.
I got your mixed signal right here.
I got your bacon right here.
After spending her young life taking off clothes for men, 40-year-old Kimberly De Silva said she, quote, couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And with that, she mailed explosive condoms to a couple of strip clubs, a biker club, a radio station, and a TV station.
Explosive?
Explosive condoms? Condoms, that's right. No one got hurt. None of the condoms actually exploded. But
is that the kind where, like, you open them before you use them and they blow up?
No, this was, she prepared these herself.
Really?
Yeah.
You can get them at our dentist office.
Yeah, with the coven.
Ask for Kitty. Mm-hmm. But the FBI says they could have exploded. She says it was just a mixture of Drano and gasoline and that she didn't think they'd really explode, even though she included a note that said, boom. Now, where does this anger come from and where does it start?
In
Brockton, Massachusetts, it begins in the first grade.
That's a tough town.
A six-year-old boy there has been suspended for 3 days for sexual harassment. Six years old, he's out for sexual harassment. As best we can reconstruct, the boy stuck a finger or two inside the waistband of a female classmate.
Oh, you scared me a second.
I know. You didn't know where those fingers were going.
No, I didn't. No.
They went into the waistband of a female classmate sitting on the floor in front of him. He says she touched him first and that he just touched her shirt.
Six-year-old.
But he's out and nobody's listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they'll...
I hope it's not too soon to recuperate. What's the word? Rehabilitate.
Rehabilitate.
Sorry.
Thank you, Rob. Rob just woke up.
Where are we?
Their mouth full of bean soup.
God, I'm sorry.
In Brockton, Massachusetts, they're not listening to the six-year-old boy accused of sexual harassment, but oh, they'll listen someday.
Mm-hmm.
About the time one of them starts mailing gasoline-filled condoms to strip clubs.
That'll be fun.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Thank
I'm
you,
the
Buzz.
Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Got to get out of here. New show tomorrow. Don, I hope you feel better. I'm so sorry about your day, which had to be worse than anybody's day in here. It was a tough situation. Hopefully, we'll hear more about it. Want to thank Topper Shut for coming on the show. Also, Peter from Maine and his restaurant.
Peter Walsh.
Peter Walsh and Eight Corners Restaurant.
Eight Corners Restaurant.
The Eight Corners Market, where you can fish a lobster out with a claw. Very nice. We all will be back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And let's get out of here. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
I've got your bacon right here.
Yes, bacon, everybody. Joe, I'd say thank you, but there's another day to do this tomorrow, so we'll decide after that, all right?
All right.
Good night, and so long, everybody.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.